And now, the Best of Shaner special on MorningDisaster.net. Everybody knows Shaner. Shaner's one of those guys that just everybody knows. And he was well known just for being a good guy and for owning a tow truck company. And he helped Jim out a few times. And then he got on the air a few times as just a Shaner, you know, as just listener Shaner. And eventually, he became such an important part of the show because out of necessity on one hand, because Jim's vehicle was so bad, it seemed he was constantly calling Shaner. Secondly, Shaner's a funny guy.
Oh, Shaner, let me tell you, that guy, half the stories we do, the Jim the Photographer stories, wouldn't be half as interesting without Shaner.
He's a creative guy. He is an entertainer at heart. I mean, he's more of a businessman than anything else, but he's also this great entertainer.
Man, did he bail our butts out, you know? I got a flat tire, and I don't make any money because I'm in radio. Well, Shaner'd save your tail. I blew an engine. I really don't know if I can afford to fix it. Well, you know, Shaner to the rescue.
He was so good on the mobile unit, and he was so good. He was so good at the meetings. Like, we would have show meetings, staff meetings, writing meetings, and he would show up, and his ideas were always great. Now, they weren't fully formed, but his ideas were fantastic.
Just a good guy, and he brought that whole redneck element, you know, where people loved the show. The people who loved to torture Jimmy loved the way Shaner tortured Jimmy. He was one of a kind. He still is one.
Somebody get me Shaner and bring him in here. Is that him out picking the banjo?
Yes.
What are you doing?
Hello, Shaner.
Hello, Raymond.
I've got a redneck dating quiz.
Really?
Yes, I want you to take the redneck dating quiz. All right.
Who wants me to take a
redneck dating quiz for Shaner?
Well, yesterday you had something else in store for me that I didn't know.
Them new boys. All right. Shaner, I'll ask you a question. You have to tell me the correct answer. The redneck dating quiz. All right.
All right.
Shaner. Redneck dating quiz question number one. When you arrive at your date's door, it is important to greet your date with A, flowers, B, chocolates, or C, chewing tobacco.
Well, Ray, since I can't go home without it, I'll take answer number C, chewing tobacco.
Your final answer?
Chewing tobacco.
Very nice. Yes. Shane. When your date's father answers the door, you should refer to him as A, Mr., B, Sir, or C, Uncle Bob.
Well, Ray, this is a toughie, but I'll have to take C again.
Very good. Redneck dating quiz continues. Shaner. While having dinner with your date, conversation during appetizers should be about A, politics, B, current events, or C, how Dale Earnhardt beat that queer Jeff Gordon in the last race.
C is my
very
final
good,
answer.
Amazing. Amazing.
No doubt about that one.
Shaner. When you return from the bathroom and get back to the table while at dinner, you should A, see if she was treated well by the waiter, B, ask if she missed you, or C, call her a bitch and accuse her of stealing some of your smokes.
I'll take C.
Very good. Amazing. Amazing. You're doing very well in this. You haven't missed yet. Shainer, if your date gets... Redneck dating quiz continues. Shainer, if your date gets warm in your vehicle while driving her home, you should A, crack a window. B, turn on the air conditioner. Or C, have her take off her NASCAR jacket and hang it from your gun rack.
C.
Very good. Amazing.
Yeah.
Last but not least. After you get, after you're done with your date, it is okay to call her later that night if A, you want to see if she had a good time. B, you want to tell her she left something in your car. Or C, you need her to come bail you out of jail.
The answer would be C.
Unbelievable! Yeah! Ladies and gentlemen, what a successful redneck dating quiz today.
Yeah.
Shainer, you are now ready to date any redneck girl.
Or Chuck.
Or redneck guy, for that matter. That you so desired.
That's so great.
Because you scored, and it's probably the first time ever for most rednecks, you scored a perfect score on this test.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeehaw, Uncle Ray.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Redneck Dating Quiz. Only right here on Ray Lytle's Morning Disaster. Check out our Morning Disaster mobile unit. Hello.
Hello.
Shainer, where are you?
We're in Roby.
In Roby?
Yes.
In Shainer's hometown of Roby. You're at the woman's house right now? Shainer knows this woman. Shainer, describe the woman.
She's friendly. Every time I talk to her, there isn't anything wrong with her. She's always good to us and talks to us.
Because you guys share the woods, right?
Yeah.
So she's in there. She's probably a little scared. And Super Gay is with you?
Super Gay is with
me. So you got, which media is there? You guys are with who?
We're standing right beside 20 News.
Who's there from 20 News? Is there somebody actually there?
No, it's just the cameraman.
There's a cameraman there just Hey, ask the cameraman. Let me talk to Jimmy.
Hey.
Hey, Jimmy. How you doing?
This is Super Gay.
I'm sorry, Super Gay. As one gay photographer talking to another photographer, find out how long this guy has been on watch from Channel 20.
Okay, let me wake him up.
You'd wake him up.
Well, he's got the van set up on the tripod. He's still asleep.
The guy's sleeping.
Hey, wake up! Hey, can we talk to you?
What a thing has got me to wake up.
He just
to.
Rolled over and doesn't want to wake up.
Really?
I think he had a hard night last night.
So you think the guy worked all night?
He probably had this camera set up all night.
Really?
I mean, he looks like he's dead to the world. He's tired.
Okay. I'm just hoping right now he's not supposed to be working.
Well, he's got the camera set up.
There's
you
nothing
know.
Like slacking on the job, you know, in front of like 40,000 listeners.
No, I mean, he's working. Hey, as one photographer knows, you know, he's got the camera set up.
Right.
He's rolling film.
Okay.
If anything happens, it'll be caught on tape.
Okay, that's
he's
good.
He's doing his job. I'm about 35 feet up in the air.
Okay.
I can see your house.
You can see whose house?
Shirley Allen.
You can see the house where the woman has been holed up for 16 days.
Yeah.
What is going on in the house?
I can barely see her house. I can't see anything going on.
Nothing? She's not looking out the window or anything?
I can't tell. Wait, if she is, you know, I'll yell for her. Hang on. Shirley!
Oh, for God.
Shirley Allen!
They are going to arrest him.
Wave at us!
They are going to throw him in jail.
A special cell. Just
yeah.
For-
If you want something from McDonald's, fire your shotgun once!
No! You don't tell her to fire a shotgun, you idiot!
Well, that's how I can hear her. That's
no!
How-
Take the Lord.
Never mind!
God's sakes. Turn a wave at you or something.
Oh, my God.
Wave at me if you can see me! I'll tell you what.
You're both killed.
Woman fires a gun, you're both dead.
You know, I'm way up here, and when I yell out like that, I can hear my echo throughout the whole valley.
Right.
Pretty cool.
How far are you from Shirley's house?
Probably about an eighth mile.
So you're like behind her house.
I'm off to the west side.
Right.
Yeah.
And you are on top. You've climbed a tower.
Yeah, it's about 35 feet tall.
And you're on top of it.
Yeah.
And
in fact, Shainer got a picture of me up here, too.
And you're on this tower screaming toward her house. The police are on the other side of the house.
About a quarter mile down the road.
Dear God, please let the police take him out.
Oh, no.
Please.
I don't think the police can hear me.
All right, go ahead. Try to get her to give you more attention. Go ahead.
Shirley! Shirley Allen!
Shirley, Bo Burley,
give
banana.
Give us a sign! line.
Come on.
Shirley, Shirley, Burberry, Banana, Fanta, Furfury. Shirley.
Fee-fi, Mo Merley.
Fee-fi, Mo Merley.
Shirley.
Shirley.
Do it some more. Come on, sing to her.
Fee-fi, Mo Merley. Shoo-sha, shoo-shirley. Shirley. I hope she doesn't think I said shoot, Shirley. Oh, man.
Weren't the police, like, playing soothing music for her before the song that she liked?
Oh, they stopped that.
Maybe Jim should start that up again. I think one of her favorite songs is, like, You Are So Beautiful.
Yeah.
You are so beautiful, Shirley. You are so beautiful, Shirley. Everything I hope for, a shotgun and a boat. You are so beautiful to me.
Sing some TV themes.
Happy birthday or something.
Yeah.
Mary had a little lamb.
Do you remember TV?
Shirley had a big fat gun, big fat gun, big shotgun. Shirley had a big shotgun. Do not aim at me.
Sing the love boat to her. Come on.
Love boat.
Okay, that was really good. Thank you.
That was the Reader's Digest.
Da 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 da, love boat.
Thank you, Super Gay. What is Jim doing?
He is sitting in the driver's seat of a probably a 1981 Chevy Chevette. Ready to go.
Does he have his crash helmet?
No crash helmet, just the baseball cap.
All right, where is this going to happen?
Right out here at Shaner's. He's going to start from the building at the very front, head straight down the run all the way back to the back of the yard, and they got a nice big white, I don't know what that is, sitting there waiting for him to hit.
We crashed a car last year. Mm-hmm. Bodine and Shaner hit a car going about 25.
That was Jim's van.
Yeah, Jim's van. This could be a big accident. Why isn't he wearing a crash helmet, the idiot?
He's not very intelligent.
Tell him to go in and get a crash helmet.
You need to get a crash helmet, Jimmy.
I don't want him killing himself. What is that?
They're going to get him one. They're going to get him a helmet.
All right. Jim is going to crash a car.
Let him go.
How fast is he going to try to get going?
How fast are you
going
to try to get going there, Jimmy?
Well, there's a speed limit 55 sign somewhere around, so that's
all right. He'll never get that thing up to 55 down through here.
He's going
to
kill himself.
So how long is the runway he's got?
How long is that runway, Shaner?
I don't know. I actually have to back up farther.
You are in the car with Jim?
I'm getting in the car with Jim.
Oh, my God.
Don't ask me why.
This is a mistake. I'm telling you right now. Make sure you guys get strapped in.
We're getting in right now. Jimmy's already strapped in.
Now, where is Shaner?
Shaner's standing down by the car we're going to hit.
How far away is the car?
A long ways.
You've told him how to do this?
No.
Oh, really?
Because he's been on my case all day.
Oh, for God's sakes.
He's been on my case. We was doing this at 8 o'clock.
Okay.
Not Shana time.
I was under the impression that you had told him how to do this.
I haven't talked to him.
You have not given him instructions.
Not at all.
Oh, my God. Hi, right, Mikey, can you hear me?
I can barely hear you.
Are you sure you want to ride in the car with Jim?
I don't know. I'm in here now. We might as well.
Shana, is that a good idea?
Well, he don't have a helmet on.
Oh, man.
I got a helmet on.
All right.
Hey. It depends how big.
Shaner, tell me now. Should I get out?
It depends how big, their stuff is when they get down here, fast they're going.
I don't know, Mikey. You got kids, man. I don't want you riding in the car.
You want me to get out?
Yeah, I don't want you. Jim goes, that's one thing. I don't want you going. You got the kids.
All right. Hey,
in all seriousness, I don't want.
Hey, Jimmy. Yeah. He doesn't give a crap if you get hurt, but he wants me to get out.
That's what
he said. You can get hurt all you want. He don't want me to get hurt.
Well, Mikey, you got young children. Right. I don't want anything to happen to you. Jim go. Let Jim go.
That's what Bob Dunbar said too.
That's right. Yeah, right. If it's Jim,
Bob said he was worried about somebody getting hurt.
I know.
Right. Bob Dunbar, the chief of the Southern View Police.
Jim's a 50-year-old man. He's lived his life. Mikey's still relatively young. He's got young kids at home. You just don't want anything to happen.
And what does Jim have to live for?
Yes.
Yeah. What's Jim got? That's a good point.
You know what I mean? Let me talk. Can I talk to Jimmy really quick?
Yeah, let's see if he can hear you. Jimmy, can you hear
me? No, there's no way I can.
He can't hear you.
All right, tell him that I'm wishing the best for him.
He's wishing the best for you, Jim.
Hey, thanks, Ray. Hey, you know what?
What?
I really need to scoot this car over because I don't want him to hurt my crusher.
Shaner, tell Jim that Shaner does not want him to hit the crusher.
If you hit his crusher, he's beating the hell out of you.
I'm ready. He hits the crusher. I'm getting the end loader and putting him in it.
He won't have to worry about beating the hell out of me.
Maybe we should let him hit the crusher.
Yeah, he hits the crusher. The crusher doesn't give way.
No.
Tell him to hit the car that Shaner's got rigged to give way. Don't be hitting the crusher.
Make sure you hit the car, not the crusher.
Shaner, what will he be running into?
He'll be running into a 1985 New Yorker, but I've got a problem there.
What is it?
The guys that work here don't like him, so they piled the car full of junk. So it don't give way.
Oh, man. They do hate Jim.
Is Jim ready to do this?
Are you ready, Jim?
I'm ready.
He's ready.
All right, with no further ado, you guys.
Fired up, Jimmy.
Shaner, you're not standing on the New Yorker, are you?
I am standing on the New Yorker.
Oh, for God's sake. Shaner, be careful.
I will.
You got a half a tank of gas? Jimmy wasn't able to drive it around for a while. All right, are you ready?
Jim hasn't had a half a tank of gas for a while.
We're all ready.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Here we
go. Are you ready, Jimmy?
Oh, man.
Let's go. Here he goes. He's off. He's coming to you.
Get
Shaner.
Ready, Shaner!
Here he comes! He tagged it!
All right, let's talk to Jim. Somebody get out there.
Jim got him.
What's going on?
Let me hit that thing again.
What happened?
Let me hit that thing again. I'm going to kill that thing.
Let him do it again.
Back up. Do it again.
Shaner, what happened?
He chickened out and hit the end of it, so it didn't do anything.
Oh, tell him to hit the middle of it, the big puss.
They're going to send the inloader down and turn that car back around so he can do it again.
Oh, I like it. Yeah, get it set up. This is the big one. Shaner is going to drive it this time. Jim drove earlier, of course, screwed it up. Shaner will be driving it correctly. All right, this is going to be something. This is what we've been waiting for.
And all the listeners say, no one left. That's great.
They want to see this. Hell, yep. I want to hear it. I'm excited about it. Those listeners are excited, too.
And, Ray, we've got two ambulances here just in case.
Excellent. Let me go over here. Shaner.
Hello.
All right, buddy. I got Shaner. He is in the car. You got the car going.
I got it.
Rev it up, my man. That is amazing. Is Jim in the car with you?
Yes, he is.
All right, Mikey, now you are where?
I am about 4 feet from the van he's going to hit.
Oh, boy, this is something. You've got a bunch of listeners there?
I got all the listeners here. Let's hear you!
Yeah! Oh, that is sweet. And you've got ambulances?
A couple of ambulances down there by Shaner where they're at in the car.
And you have the police there just in case.
Southern View and a Springfield police officer.
All right. Are you ready?
We're ready.
All right, guys.
Shaner, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm going to get rid of this phone.
All right.
Well,
have Jim hang on to it. Have Jim hang on to the phone.
I got the phone over here.
All right, Jimmy.
Here we go.
Good luck, Shaner.
Right?
He's going to jump. He's going to jump into a ramp, jump a ramp, and hit a van.
Hit this mud.
We're hitting the bump right
Let's
now.
Let's hit the ramp. Here they go. Shaner's going about 50.
The ramp.
Oh,
man.
Oh, my.
The ramp threw him off. The ramp threw him off. They nailed the side of the van and turned it sideways.
Shaner, how are you?
Yeah.
How's Shaner doing?
Yeah.
How's Shaner?
You okay?
That knocked my glasses off.
You all right, Shaner?
Great, baby!
Shaner,
is he okay? Tell me he needs to give a thumbs up to the audience.
Thumbs up to the crowd, Shaner, if you're all right.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, very nice! Yeah.
Sweet!
Oh, that is something. Hello, Mikey. Oh, that
There's
was something.
In the car. It's running, but it ain't going
that
nowhere.
That was something. Very good.
The car is still running.
So
it's
the car,
like a dog.
But the car's okay.
Car is okay.
Shaner is okay.
Shaner's fine.
Oh, good.
And unfortunately, Jim is fine as well.
I don't care about him. I was worried about Shaner in the car. All right, very nice. That is awesome. Man, that was, explain what happened.
They come flying down the lane. How fast you have her going, Shaner?
To the floor, baby.
He had it to the floor.
Wow.
He was going. They were stirred up dirt, and then they hit this big mud pile, and they just sprayed everyone that was standing here watching with mud.
And then they went up the ramp.
Went up the ramp, and when it went up the ramp shifted a little bit, hit it, and then it just kind of swung the van out of the way and just brought the car to a dead stop.
Unbelievable. All right, Mikey, talk to some of the listeners. What they think about this?
What'd you think of that?
That was cool. That was cool. Better driver this time.
What'd you think of that?
That was awesome.
Yeah. Asking people if they've ever seen anything like that.
You guys ever seen anything like that before?
Very nice. Daredevil Shaner.
No, I think what they're saying is they've never seen anybody dumb enough to do that before. I think that's the point they're trying to get across.
I'm telling you, man, it is Shaner Knievel.
Yes, it is.
Shaner Knievel.
Woo-hoo!
That is,
That is unbelievable. Till next time, tell him next time I want to do it, and we do it like we'll try to do it again in the summer. I want to tie Jim to the top of the car.
Well, you know what we're going to do during the summer.
What's that?
We've already set this up. We're just waiting for it to get warm.
All right, what are you going
to
do?
We're going to go out to where there's a dock.
All right.
And we're going to drive a car off a dock right into the lake.
Shader's going to drive a car off a dock.
It's not going to be like that one last time where we actually drive off the ground into the water. We're going to go off a dock right into the lake. That's
Shader
gonna be when the
is
weather's
planning
warm.
On going off a dock and into the lake.
Yeah, hey, Shader Keith wants to talk to you.
Unbelievable.
I got three things I want to say.
Go right ahead.
Before it gets cold out again, I want a roller car.
All right.
I want to jump another car, literally.
All right.
And
you want to jump another car?
Yes. We will jump another car before the summer's over.
Oh, yeah.
And then I also want a roller car completely all the way over with Jim riding.
Unbelievable. Congratulations. That sounded awesome.
And I still didn't have a helmet, but I'm still here talking to you.
You need help. All right, buddy. Good job. It's Shaner Knievel, the daredevil, the end-all daredevil. It is National Lingerie Week, as we have said earlier.
Right.
Shaner, have you helped Vodine?
I can't. I've stretched that thing as far as I can stretch it. I can't get it to go.
Vodine has got some lingerie, and they're trying to get it on him.
You know, I'm pretty good about putting lingerie on, but I ain't never, I ain't ever put it on somebody that big.
Man,
I'll tell you what. To putting it on himself.
Yeah. You know what? That's right. Why don't we put Shader in a little 90 too?
Oh, yeah.
Come on, why don't you go put one on?
There's enough for the two of them.
I think the blue one might actually fit Shader.
Yeah.
The listeners don't want me to put lingerie on.
No, I think the listeners
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
To vote put lingerie on.
Yeah.
How are you going to get this off? Oh, what's he doing? Come here, get him in here. What's he looking like? Pull him around the corner, will you?
He looks like a sausage in that thing.
Come on in here.
You know that one.
Quit pushing.
Oh, my God. I'm breathing in this thing, you know.
That looks fabulous. You've got to model that for everybody. Bodine is wearing a lingerie as we speak. You look so pretty. You look so pretty.
Blue is definitely Bodine's color.
Yeah. Why don't we get Shayna the little two-piece outfit? Shayna, you can put that on. Ladies and gentlemen, we go live to Springfield, Illinois, to check in with two redneck cross-dressers. They're famous on the transvestite scene. It's Shayna and Bodine.
That is not funny.
Now we check in with our cross-dressing rednecks. Hello, Bodine.
Hello, Mr. Redneck.
Are you guys out? Are you showing everybody your stuff?
Well, I'm stuck.
What are you doing?
I can't get this darn gadget on me.
All right, let's get you guys out there and show everybody.
Wait now. Hang on. Mr. Redneck. Why do I have to wear what I'm wearing?
Because it's National Lingerie Week.
No. So? What's it got to do with me?
Yeah, it's National Lingerie Week.
What's it got to do with me?
Bodine's the spokesperson.
You're the spokesperson for National Lingerie Week.
And Shayna
is too. Why can't Shayna do it by himself or something?
Well,
that ain't the way it goes. You guys are both. You're having these stupid idiot tricks that I got to do.
Well, it's about time you get to do something. I wish I didn't have to join you.
All right,
I'm sorry, Mr.
Lennon. All right.
How did I get in this?
Rub your booty.
It all goes in the front on these things, don't they?
On what? I don't know. I don't wear women's lingerie.
Jim, does the ball go in the front?
Yeah, it goes in the front.
Oh, Jim would know, of course.
Turn it around!
Will you, all right, listen. Get the laundry on him and get out there.
Are you
not
stepping out this truck with this thing on?
Yeah, he's
got to
get out.
Oh, no! This will stop it already.
Hold on. Give Bodine the phone. Jim would like to say something to him. Jimmy, talk him into this.
Now, Bodine, you know I've done this, and I've also gone through a car wash.
But there's a difference between
you got to do, I did it all by myself. Yeah, you get to do it with somebody. You get to have company. You get to have moral support. I did it by myself. You be the man. You be the man. Bodine. Bodine.
There's a man wearing this stuff. I'm getting out of the truck, okay?
Very nice.
Is that going to make you happy?
Hey, Jim wore the lingerie. Why can't you?
Well, Jim's a little different than me.
Well, how's he different?
I don't know. He seems to smile when he puts it on, and I don't.
Hey, now you have to admit it does feel pretty good, doesn't it?
It's tight. Get out of the truck.
Shayner, get out.
Shayner ain't getting out of no truck.
Come on, Shayner. And what the hell was that?
That was the helmet.
Very nice. Hey, Bodine, scream out, I'm so sexy. Don't you love my new panties?
I'm so sexy. Don't you love my nubbies? Yeah. Can I go back in the truck now?
No. Now have Shayner scream out, I'm so sexy.
He's back in the truck.
Get him out of the truck.
What do you want him to say?
Have him scream out, I'm so sexy. Don't you love my panties?
I'm so sexy. Don't you love my panties? Mr. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You scare me. You look like a walrus in a harpoon.
Well, you don't look no better.
All right, listen, you two. Come on, dance around, guys. Come on.
They're all curled up, fool.
Come on.
They're in my crack.
Go ahead, you guys.
Thank you.
Will you guys please dance around? Show them your little underwear. Show them your little lingerie.
They're awesome. I'm so sexy. Yeah.
Fabulous.
Hello, world. Hello. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I scared the hell out of me.
State your acceptance.
Oh, my God. Here comes the law. We might have a problem.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What did you do
up.
Now?
I didn't do nothing. He's getting out of a squad car.
Oh, boy. If there's a ticket, give it to Shayner. He's the upstanding citizen in the community.
I'm hold on here, Mr. Raymond. He's the runs with Mr. Ray Lytle going to the doctor.
Bodine is
dead. You have to talk to. Bodine.
Bodine.
B-O-D-I-N-E. I'm in trouble, Mr. Raymond.
Oh,
should I get
Bodine.
Some money? Because I think I might be in jail.
Oh, yeah. Was he actually taking your names?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Where'd Shayner go? Did he hide in the truck?
Shayner's in the truck hiding.
What's he hiding in
the truck? He took off easy's all along. Shayner's got the doors locked.
Shayner is the upstanding citizen. Why isn't he out there? He's
I don't
the,
know. He is the one.
Shayner's the one I want talking to the police. He's the one who owns a business. He's the one you want talking to the police.
No, fugitive of justice.
What does he say?
I'm
ask
my information, okay, Mr.
Ask Robinson. Him what. Ask him what. Is there a problem? What did you do?
Indecent. Yeah.
So what's he gonna do?
I don't know yet. He's calling for a supervisor.
My address.
Hey, Mr. Raymond.
Why?
Can I ask you a question without everybody hearing it?
Yeah.
Because I don't know my address.
Oh, you want Sean to tell you?
Yeah.
All right, hold on. Sean, go ahead and tell him his address.
You ready?
Yeah, go ahead. All right, did you get that?
Apartment A.
Okay, your phone number.
I don't have a phone.
I can't believe you said
call him Officer Friendly.
His name's Mr. Harris.
Really?
Officer Harris.
Tell him you're sorry if you broke any laws. You're unaware you were doing so.
I didn't know I was breaking any laws. I'm sorry about it.
Geez, I wonder who complained. Was it our competition, maybe?
I don't know.
Could you imagine going to jail wearing lingerie?
I don't go to jail wearing lingerie. That'll be a bad day in jail.
Tell him if you have to go to jail, ask if you can change your clothes.
Here. Hey, we're going to get our picture with Mr. Harris.
All ask right. him to search him.
I'm not out here.
Well, he don't want no picture. He's mad about that. Real mad. Real mad.
You asked. Wait a minute. You asked him if you could take a picture.
Yeah.
Why would you ask the police officer who's going to arrest you if you could take your picture with him?
You know.
Right. I'm sure.
Mr. Raymond?
Yeah.
Will you bail me out if I go?
I better get Dave on the phone is what I'm starting to think.
Dave, if you're listening, please help me. I don't want to go to jail.
Are they still dressed?
Hello, Mr. Raymond?
Hi. What's up? What's going on?
Since Shayner locked himself in the truck, I'm going to get stiffed with this ticket, ain't I?
I don't know. I'm not there.
Man, this is not
everyone's
funny.
Assuming they know what's in this police officer's mind, and you guys don't know. We don't know.
Well, I don't know. All I know is he's really studying this book, so I'm sure he's bound to find something in this book.
Listen.
I mean, he's got a magnifying glass, I imagine. He's going to be whipping out in a minute.
Dave said that he's not certain you won't get arrested, but he's pretty sure you're not going to get arrested.
Well, that's good to hear. There.
And then we'll just fight whatever else in court.
He's saying I was on the street, but I wasn't.
Well, we got proof that you weren't on the street. I got somebody that videotaped it and another guy that took pictures.
Then he said I was
indecent. Well, last officer I talked to when I was streaking said it wasn't indecent to run in his underwear.
Right. We actually talked to the police before we did Streaker Bodine.
And we stayed within what they said.
And we stayed within the boundaries
allowable.
That they
and
gave
then
us.
And we still get in trouble. Yes, I'm saying we because there's a lot of us involved.
All right.
So I didn't feel no mouse in my pocket.
All right. Keep you don't have a pocket on right. That lingerie.
I got necklace. My clothes on now.
Hello, QLZ.
Hello.
Hello. Who is this?
Dave.
Dave, there you go. Bodine's on the phone. And he says that, Bodine, you haven't been given a ticket yet?
No.
He's
really studying this book.
All right, but has he written one out yet?
I don't know. He won't let us near the car to look.
So all he's done is look through a book. That's it.
Well, he's doing a lot of movement.
Well, that he's probably just, he wants to make sure everybody's safe.
Well, he ain't keeping us safe. He's really studying the book.
Of course he's studying the book.
I mean, he's got his nose in the book.
All right.
Obviously,
don't.
He hasn't been on the force that long if he's got to look through the book.
Oh, well, you listen.
Tell him there's a donut sale down the street.
All right, stop.
He'll be gone just like
that. Let me ask you this. What if he's listening to the show? Then
yeah,
what?
What if he is? Yeah. See,
what if he is, Jim? You're going to get these guys arrested. Why don't you be a gentleman to the police officer?
I've been.
Explain to him that we talked to the police before we did Streaker Bodine. They told us what was acceptable. You were within the boundaries of what was acceptable. All right?
Great. Here comes the other officer.
There you go.
This is the second officer that pulled
way
up.
To be. You see what your big mouth did?
I didn't say nothing.
You see what your big mouth did?
I didn't say nothing.
Oh, he's got his nose in the book, Mr. Raymond.
Well, he does got his nose
right.
in the book.
Yeah. You're going to be thrown in jail now, buddy.
Got to cuff you and stuff you.
Now you've done it.
Not yet. When I see county, I'm going to run.
Yeah.
Because county usually means you're going to jail for county. That's usually what's going to jail.
County
boy.
All right.
I'm running, man.
All right.
It's direct deposit.
Yeah.
City
gone.
To county.
Now you're going.
Can I say something, Mr. Raymond?
What?
The people out there that are screaming free Bodine, I don't think it's working. I think he's getting a little mad about that one.
Don't drive by and scream free Bodine.
Please.
Power to the people.
Yeah. Bodine does not want you screaming it. All right, what's happening?
I don't know. Another officer pulled up.
Okay.
He was the same supervisor.
Stand there and look like a nice young gentleman.
All right, they're pulling away.
Now they're pulling away.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. He didn't say nothing to it. He's just driving away.
Who's
I
laughing?
Saying, I'm getting in the truck and going home. I ain't saying nothing. If they drive away, I'm driving away.
Now who drove away?
To both officers.
Is there anybody there?
No, both officers are driving away.
They're all gone?
There are no police officers there.
They just drove away. Let's go, Shader, get in the truck.
No, wait,
go for it. Go, make a run for it. Hurry, come on back.
Hold on.
Right?
Hold on. Bodine, explain to me. There are no police officers there now.
The sergeant come back.
Yeah.
And they both drove away.
Come on, let's go.
No, hold on. Hold on. Wait a second.
Come on, I'm taking advice from the lawyer.
Now, hold on. Will you please let me ask my damn lawyer?
It doesn't seem like he's in custody anymore. I think it's okay for me to go on back to the station.
All right, come on.
All right. Hurry.
No.
We're in the
We are rolling down the street.
This is the nuttiest segment that has ever happened on this radio
come
show.
Come on, Jada, get the truck going
faster. No, don't speed.
No, Shane is doing 15 miles per hour down the street.
Don't speed.
Go
the speed limit. What a day.
Now, Shaner's here, and he's upset because, Jim, he says you owe him money.
For what?
For, Shaner, go ahead. What's it for?
For his car, right? I'm trying to clean things up. I run across his car again.
This is the blue car that has been in and out of the shop for like the last year.
Right.
It finally broke down in the, early fall.
So I call Jim, and I tell him, Jim, what do you want to do with this car? I said, I don't have room for it. What do you want to do with it?
And he was supposed to go get stuff out of it in November.
Right.
Well, I forgot.
Mm-hmm. All right. So what? The bottom line is, what is going to happen today?
The bottom line is, I'm giving him till 9 o'clock to get his car.
Yeah.
Or, you know that?
And the money.
Or the tow bill and the storage. And I don't want any.
I told him I'd get it by the end of the week.
I don't want anything at the yard to remind me of Jim the photographer more than when I've got to be there.
So what's happening today?
So I'm going to put it to the car crusher if he ain't there by 9 o'clock.
No. Not the car. You can't
crush
that.
O'clock, you're crushing his car.
What? You bet I
yes.
can't.
And Bodine's going to go with you?
I'm going to show Bodine how to run the car.
I mean,
Oh, yeah.
That's too good a car.
You've got 1 hour.
I don't care how good a car it is.
You've got 1 hour to get over to Shaner's and get money and get that car saved and get everything.
That's a $1,000 car.
I'm sorry.
You know, except for it needs a new motor.
And what time's it happen to Shaner?
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock. There you go.
Oh, no.
Like I said, Ray, I don't want anything to remind me of him other than when he shows up or calls or bugs me every day for something free.
All right, Jimmy. QLZ, good morning. Hello.
You need to play Hitchhiker Jim to the junkyard.
Very nice. Very nice. That's a way. Listen to that. That's a way you could still perform on the show and yet it doesn't get your car. That's a good idea, buddy.
Good idea.
That's actually really, who is this?
Will.
Will? Very nice. Good idea.
Thank you.
That's a real good idea.
But it can still only go a mile at a time, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
All right, Jimmy. Good luck. Good luck. Go start now. It's your one chance.
Okay.
It's your one chance. I mean it.
I better hurry.
If not, Shaner will teach Bodine how to crush a car.
Yes, I will.
And they're going to practice on your car. Same rules apply. You guys take him 1 mile, then kick him out. Hello.
Hey.
Yeah. How are you?
Well, nobody's out here in Riverton.
Yeah.
I haven't even started.
You better get walking.
I am.
Yeah. Where are you now?
Riverton. I'm, outside the, down by the street.
All right. Well, get walking.
Wait for somebody giving me a ride on 3rd Street in Riverton.
You get walking.
Oh, somebody. Here comes somebody. They're going the wrong way.
Yeah. All right.
There goes somebody. Hey, come back, pick me up.
All right. Goodbye.
He just waved it on. Goodbye.
Shaner and Bodine are following Jim wherever he goes, and they're just giving him grief.
We're going like 2 mile an hour. This car that's giving him a ride for a mile. We're flocking the car.
You're what? So they're behind you?
They're behind us. We're only going about 2 mile an hour. They get that.
Very good. Have you gotten a ride?
Well, I had 2 rides, and I had 3 people lined up to give me another ride.
Yeah.
And here's Shaner and Bodine in the Thunder Truck. They said, jump in, we'll give you a ride.
Right.
Bastard.
What happened?
They turned around, and they're going back. So I got a ride from Riverton down to the highway to 36.
Right.
And I had 3 rides lined up behind them.
Right.
I get in the Thunder Truck with them, and they give me a ride right back to the Riverton
now,
High School.
How stupid was it? How stupid would you get in with them?
Get out!
There's your mile. Get out.
Get out.
Oh, man.
What an imbecile. So where are you now?
I'm back at the high school.
All right.
How
dumb. How dumb do you have to be to get in a car with the people who don't want you to get where you want to go? Now, let me ask you, have you raised any money?
Raised any money?
Yeah, you got to pay Shaner the money. You saw the amount that you owe him. You got to pay him money as well.
I'll pay him later.
No, he said you got to get there, get everything out, and pay the money.
I don't have any money.
Well, then why are you even going there?
Well, I'll write him out a check later or something.
You better write it today.
Okay, I'll write it up today.
All
right.
Maybe, like, tie his body to the car or something. And...
they should put you... We were thinking they should put you in the trunk.
The trunk?
Yeah, and then crash the car.
No. I got to get stuff out of the trunk, though. I hope he's got keys.
All right. Shaner.
Raymond.
How are you?
We're great.
Are you in the car crusher?
Yeah, we're right beside it.
All right.
I'm teaching Bodine. See that white button right there?
Yeah, that one.
Well, when I tell you to, you want to push that white button.
Wait a minute. The white button will crush Jim's car.
The white button will crush Jim's car. Has anybody seen Jim?
Jimmy.
Yeah.
Where are you?
I just got to Shaner's.
Are you running to Shaner's?
There he is. We're going to have to do it quick.
All right, crush it.
What? Any of time up?
I think it's time up, right, Michelle? You think so?
Yeah, definitely.
I got 5 minutes.
Is the time up? Yeah.
Jimmy does not make the rules.
Way down there.
Jimmy had to be there in order to keep them from crushing the car. He hasn't gotten anything out of it, has he?
Nope.
Crush it.
Nothing.
Crush it.
Crush it?
Crush it.
It's in a big orange crush.
All right, tell him he can get it now. Say, come and get it. Then have Bodie push
it. Come and get it, Jimmy. Come and get it. I'm coming. Come and get it. Hang on. I'm coming.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Bodine! Wait. Hang on.
I want to hear Jim's reaction when he sees him crushing the car.
Hey,
somebody taking pictures.
No. That's my car! That's my... You're crashing it! That car's in good shape. That's got good tires on it. Well, that's got it. Oh, it needs a good motor. I mean, it's got a
Good transmission. Got 33 miles a gallon.
33 miles.
Oh man.
Did you guys? Shayner, did you?
Give me a chance to get in there.
Did Shayner even bother to take his new stereo out of it?
Shayner said that Jim was gonna. Jim had everything empty, so I pushed the button.
Did you get that out?
I just pushed the button. I don't know what was in there.
Stereo out of there.
Stereo. They're arguing about a stereo.
I told you you had to have everything out. You didn't have everything out.
Oh, man. It's getting good, Raymond. You're missing
oh,
this.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
I think Jim's about to cry.
It's been a week. If you would have told me, you know, you would have been crushing it, you know, I would have been here.
I told you.
I had Friday off. I was going to, you know. That's why I got
there it out. There it is. Get whatever you want.
There it is.
Now, when you start listening to me, yeah. I tried to tell you. I was going to hear it
all. Shayner
never comes in the gym photographer line.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Very good, Shayner. Good job.
Little Jim the Puss is sick again today. He's having female problems, I think. I don't know what's wrong with
him. He's got the case of the blue flu.
Yeah. He's got this imaginary flu, which only seems to strike him in the morning.
He's got the 6 to 10 flu.
But yet last night he was perfect. Shayner saw him last night. He was just doing fine. Oh, I'm just perfect. Anyway, Shayner and Bodine are outside his house right now.
Yeah.
He's probably sleeping.
Hey, we're going to knock on the door.
When he comes to the door, I want you to kidnap him. All right, I mean, grab him. I don't care what he's wearing, what he's doing. Kidnap his ass, grab him, and then have Bodine run in and grab like a sheet in case he's not wearing clothes,
okay.
And then take him with you.
Okay.
All right.
Uh-oh. Hey.
What?
He's listening to the radio.
I thought he was too sick to be awake.
He won't let us in.
Knock down the door. Keep knocking.
You want us to call the scene?
Yeah.
Bodine!
Why is he listening?
Why are you listening?
Because I like the morning show.
Because he likes the morning show.
Why isn't he here? Hold on, I'm going to try to call him. Hold
He's on. Not here.
Unbelievable.
All right. I'm calling Jimmy's house.
Hello?
Hey, how come you won't let those guys in?
Because I heard your plan.
What plan?
To grab me and haul me off.
What's wrong?
I'm sick.
What kind of sick?
I've been throwing up. I've coughing up a lung.
Have you gone to the doctor yet?
No.
Why not?
Well, my doctor's in Peoria. I don't have a doctor
down
here.
They are kidnapping you and taking you to the doctor. Why don't you spend the $40 to go to the doctor?
I'll just pass it through.
Oh,
I'll get better.
Listen to you. You've had this for over a week. I think he's not sick. I think he's up to no good.
Oh, no.
What?
Emily just showed up for the key to the door.
Busted. Listen to that, Shayner. He's nuts.
Hello?
I'm here.
What are they doing? Are they getting your house?
Yeah.
What are they doing?
Emily let him in the house.
All right, tell Yoko I'm going to quit calling her Yoko. She earned it. She earned to actually be called Emily on the show because she let them in. Shayner.
Hey.
What's going on?
Now he's got himself locked in the bathroom.
Oh, he does?
Yes.
All right, hold on.
Hang on. We got a paperclip.
Jimmy.
Yeah.
We got him.
All right. Hold on. What's going on, you guys?
We got him quartered in the bathroom. We're wrapping him up.
Jimmy, how are you?
They don't even want to try that.
Why?
Somebody is going to get hurt. I swear to God, somebody is going to get hurt real bad.
They just
if somebody
want
is going to mess
it.
With me right now.
They just want
I'm to... going to put them in the hospital if they're messing with me now. You understand that? You tell them to get their ass out of here now.
Oh, my God.
Hello?
Who put somebody in the hospital?
Wait a minute now. Just who hung up? One of them hung up.
I'm sick. I really am.
Please, bitch.
I need to sleep. I need to rest. I want to get well. I've been tired of being sick all week. Can't anybody understand that? I'd rather be at work than be here sick.
What did you say? Shayner, don't laugh. What just happened? What happened?
Did you hear that?
I heard him threatening to put someone in the hospital. All but 5'2" of them are going to put you in the hospital.
That's pretty big talk for someone who's sick.
I know.
That's what he said.
He's well enough to put someone in the hospital, but he's not well enough to come to work.
Oh,
Man.
Where are you guys now?
We're out in front of his house.
Oh, you just left the house?
You know what I think?
What?
I think we ought to tow his van.
You should tow his van. You should tow
him. How come they left his house? Are they scared of him?
Hang on, let me go see if the stuff's in there.
I think Shaner and Bodine are a little bit afraid of Jim.
Shaner should tow his van.
We can't mess with him. We'll mess with these vehicles.
Oh, how funny.
Do you ever notice that whenever Jim snaps, Bodine's always around?
Yeah, it's frightening. That's the voice of a psychopath. I want you guys to listen to this. This is the voice of a psychotic.
They don't even want to try that.
Why?
Somebody is going to get hurt. I swear to God, somebody is going to get hurt real bad.
They just
if somebody is
going to
mess
it.
With me right now.
They just want
to. I'm going to put them in the hospital if they're messing with me now. You understand that? You tell them to get their ass out of here now.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's like a crazy man. You just know he's going to get back from being sick, all right? And he's going to be all ready to come back to work, and that thing's going to come back to haunt him for the next year.
Oh, I bet he comes back in tomorrow.
Oh, very mad.
Employers ought to take heed. We definitely around here know how to get sick people back to work.
Hey, Shaner.
Yeah?
What's going on? What's the latest?
Well, here's what we're going to do. I've got my tow truck on the way.
Yeah.
And we're going to tow his van.
Because when somebody's right on the edge, why not just push them right over?
It's going up on the rollback right now.
Are you serious?
Yes. We about got it on here. We'll be out of here in just a minute. Uh-oh.
What? Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Here he goes.
Where is he? Oh, my God. He sounds like he's going to die.
No, go for the Oscar. Go for the Oscar.
Oh, my God.
I need my van.
What do you need it for? You're sick. You can't do nothing. We come try to take you to the doctor and you act like an imbecile.
I'm getting better.
So now we're taking your van because you don't need it. He's out here and he's rope puking.
He sounds like he's puking up a lung. What happened?
Now I went back in. He's pissed.
Now he went back in.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to call him.
Right.
Yeah.
The cops has got us.
What?
The cops pulled my roll back over with Jim's van on there. Somebody reported theft of a vehicle. In progress. Now the cops got us and won't let him move.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. He's standing right here and will not let him move.
Jim just called me. It was one of the most psychotic phone calls you will ever hear in your life.
Well, he must have called the cops before he called you because they was right here.
Rocky is editing. We had to edit it because he cusses so much in this phone call.
I know what I can tell him.
What is it?
I'll tell him he didn't pay his bill on repoing it.
Yes, very good. Very good.
He didn't pay his bill on repoing it.
Okay, I'll talk to him about it.
There he is. He's out the window now. He's talking to the cops. I can't believe he called
all right.
The cops.
Make sure the cop doesn't look at the vehicle, because I'll tell you, you know Jimmy.
You want to search the vehicle, make sure we're not taking
That's what he has a drug-sniffing dog. You've got to hear this phone call that he just made to us. Let me roll this psychotic phone call now.
You tell Shane to bring my van back, you motherfucker. I got all my stuff in there. I need it now. You bring my van back now, you motherfucker. I will kick your fucking ass. I will rip your lungs out through your throat. You understand me? I will kick your ass. I am your worst nightmare. You understand?
There you go. He's your worst nightmare.
So you are on the beach right now in Daytona Beach, Florida.
Yes.
What exactly does a redneck wear to the beach, actually?
Well, a lot of suntan lotion.
Really? What do you got? Like, he's got like the Sun Protect 90 on right now.
Yeah, the Super Tech.
Oh, how funny.
You know, but nobody's really made fun of my legs down here yet.
Yeah, because your legs are, I mean, white.
White.
And you're wearing shorts?
Yes.
And what else?
Do
you have a ball cap on?
Ray Lytle's Morning Disaster.
You're wearing sure. A t-shirt? Very good. That's what I like. He's wearing the outfit.
And my Dale Earnhardt racing hat.
And he's got a hat on. A Dale Earnhardt racing hat.
Yes.
They're not cut-off jeans, are they?
Yes.
They're cut-off jean shorts and a Morning Disaster t-shirt. Good God, goobers on the beach. Run for your lives.
You know what, though? I could spit in the sand and they'd never know I'm chewing.
You're not chewing. Are you chewing?
Chew on spring break, Shader.
For goodness sake, you're never going to pick up a spring break girl chewing down there.
I just picked one up, didn't I?
Oh, you're unbelievable.
Jim is in tires. Jimmy.
Hey.
Sorry, this isn't Jim. This is a super game.
Able man in a single squat.
Yes, super fighting for truth, justice, and the alternative way. It's super game. Hello.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I'm getting rolled around on tires.
They're rolling you right.
I'm in the tires.
Yeah.
And I'm on the ground. I'm laid out.
Is Shader calling me on the other line?
Yeah.
All right, Shayner.
Yes, sir.
All right, how you doing? Jim is in the tires. All right, stop rolling for a second. Hold on. Stop rolling.
Roll me a little more.
He is in the tires. How many tires is he in?
About 12 tires.
About 12 tires. They start where?
They start at the very top of his head.
Yeah.
And they end at his feet.
And he is inside the tires.
All the way.
All right, very nice.
We've got to get him real straight here. And when we've been pushing him, when we've been practicing a little bit while we was waiting.
Yeah.
And he's going in circles.
Okay, so now you're going to attempt to roll him across South Grand, right?
Right.
What? This is going to be great.
What do you mean roll me across South Grand?
Hey, Shader, I think you should roll him down the hill. All right, come on, you guys. Let's close off South Grand. MacArthur and South Grand is already closed off. Why not close off South Grand between 9th and 11th? Why not?
Nobody's going to use South Grand anyway.
Yeah.
The sidewalk goes down at a slant.
Yeah.
If we could get him rolling down the parking lot.
Uh-huh.
Down the sidewalk, we have no control.
That'd be perfect.
You know what I mean?
Perfect.
If a train's coming.
Oh, hey, get him on the train tracks.
No.
You got a little cushion. Those tires
are
relaxing.
The tire's sitting in the tire. It's kind of like a grocery cord. If the wind's blowing and it blows out of the parking lot and keeps going, you have no control.
Perfect. All right, I say let's roll him out. Let's see if we can roll him across South Grand without him getting hit.
Oh, no. Oh, wait. Not in the 3D?
Yeah. Come on, Shader. See if we can do it. See if you can roll him without him getting hit.
Okay.
All right. That'd be kind of cool.
Oh, that hurts. Oh, my hair is stuck. Oh, it's pinching my hair.
Jimmy?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Are you being rolled?
Yeah. Oh. They're trying to twist me around.
What do you mean?
The tires are biting me, right?
What happened?
I don't know. No! Not the three! No! No! Oh, man. They are kidding, aren't they? They're really not going to push me out in the street.
I don't know. I think they are.
No.
Shane, are you going to roll them across the street?
Oh, wait, this truck's going to push him.
Well, the truck's going to push him.
What?
The truck's going
to
push him.
Oh, Jesus.
No. If we can get a car stopped this way, we got it handled. Okay, we're ready.
Here we go. Let's do it. Let's do it. Do it, do it, do it, do it.
No.
Walk off the first lane.
We didn't beat the red light.
We didn't beat it.
Where is he?
We had to get him back. He got ran over.
You rolled him out into the street, and then it turned green, so you had to roll him all the way back.
Yeah. We had him halfway across.
Yeah.
But the car that stopped the block traffic for us was in the way, and there was one behind him. He couldn't back up, or we would have had him across.
You guys are going to have to get him across. You got to get him across the street.
We will.
Jimmy, we're going to get you across, buddy.
No, that's okay.
Yeah, we're going to get you, man. We're going to do it.
Okay.
Here we go.
All right.
Has he done a wheel yet?
Hey, somebody.
Somebody
needs to get the camera out, too.
Good luck, Jim.
That may be the last picture of me.
All right.
They're blocking the traffic over there.
Okay.
Are they blocking traffic for you?
Yeah.
All right, they're blocking traffic. Let's go.
Wait, the light's going to change.
We're going.
Oh, no.
Here we come. We're just about to go. We made it.
Yeah.
Super gay.
That was beautiful.
We made it.
Good job, you guys. All right, now, then let's get him across again. Jimmy, what's wrong?
This is not a good idea.
What is wrong?
I'm on the back of Shainer's rollback. You know the thing that he tows cars with?
Yeah, the rollback is like the giant tow truck thing, right?
Yeah, that you can just put the flatbed down and roll me up on it.
Hey, Shainer?
Yes, sir.
All right, why is he on the back of the rollback?
We've got to get some momentum to go across there. It's dangerous.
What?
We've got to have momentum to go across, though.
We got him
on the rollback, and we'll drop the bed, and we'll be shooting out of the road.
Oh, I won't go straight.
I am peeing my pants right
you
now.
Ray cares.
Somebody get me a towel. Sean was making bets. Sean, what injuries do you think can happen to Jim?
Well, I'm thinking chip bones, broken elbows, concussion, severe facial lacerations, kidney lacerations.
This is not a good idea. I'm going to get hurt, right?
Ripped Achilles tendon, broken fibula, tibula, hibula.
Nothing major, Cindy.
Jimmy, it's been nice working with you.
Are you ready, Ray?
Yeah.
No. Come on, just over, guys.
Are you ready?
You got me. Okay,
you can come on. Oh, get set.
Oh, they're tipping it. I'm stuck in the middle.
Successfully rolled across South Grand.
We did not even touch him till he got to the fourth lane.
Oh, that's just fabulous. About into the parking lot. Give yourselves a hand. Good job, guys. Good job.
Well, there's this one guy standing around the corner, and he's got a cup in his hand. He's waiting for people to walk by and deposit money in that cup.
I mean, there's a guy downtown that does that, but he, like, plays in... He's, like, a blind guy, but he, like, plays an instrument or something.
Oh, yeah?
At least our people perform on the street. So you got a weirdo in Chicago. All right, hold on. Let me see if this is Shainer. Hey, Shainer.
Hey, yes.
All right, you've got a weirdo here in Springfield, right?
I want to show you that we do not have to go clear Chicago to find weirdos.
Absolutely. Hey, Jim, Shainer found his own weirdo. Can we have Battle of the Weirdos? Shainer.
Yes.
Tell us about your weirdo.
This guy here, he wants to be the next mayor of Springfield.
Really?
Yes.
And where did you find this guy?
At the truck stop.
At the truck stop.
Where else?
Shainer, you ask him a question, and then Jimmy, I want you to ask your weirdo a question for Battle of the Weirdos.
Okay.
Are you ready? Go ahead, Shainer.
We're ready. What would you do different as being mayor of Springfield?
Well, I'd just like to tell all the Springfield citizens the first thing I'd do is build lake number two.
Yes.
And the second thing I'd do would be to have everybody 50 years old have free taxation in the city of Springfield on their own original home.
Uh-huh.
They have stolen too many homes from the old folks.
All right, hold on.
We're not going to let it happen again, sir.
All right, let's go over to Jimmy.
Yeah, now that wasn't weird at all.
Go right ahead. Jim always there to support people 50 years old.
Hello.
Because he is 50. Go ahead, Jim, ask your weirdo a question.
Hi, I'm with WQLZ radio station, Ray Lytle's Morning Disaster in the Morning Radio, and I'm awarding cash prizes to listeners. Do you listen to us?
Sometimes.
Really? Now, what do you like best about Ray? He's a cool guy, isn't he? Funny guy? Yeah, he is. What's one of the funniest things that he's done that you can remember? Is it like interacting with the listeners on the telephone or street stuff? Or what's his funny stuff? What do you really like best? It's comedy stuff?
Comedy.
Oh, yeah?
All right, Shainer, go ahead.
Yeah, he is funny.
Go ahead, Shainer.
What do you want me to ask you?
All right, ask your guy what he would do about the crime problem in Springfield.
What would you do about the crime problem in Springfield?
Well, the major crime problem in every country in the world is dope. I'd eliminate dope, and here's how I'd do it. It's very simple. There are two ways. Number one, we could give free dope to all the people that are hooked.
Oh, yeah.
I know, that's not laughable. It's a very serious problem. Number two, what I would do
is
take every dope peddler, and the first time we catch him, buy him a free meal.
Absolutely.
Yes, and the second time, tell him you're getting 1 to 10, sir, and give him 10 years, solid, no breaks, no 3 years and all that baloney. Give him 10 years, we'll eliminate dope in the city of Springfield.
All right, thank you very much.
And thank
very
you,
good.
Sir.
All right, let's go. Jimmy?
Yeah.
Jimmy, please ask your person how they would eliminate the crime problem in the city.
Hello.
How would you eliminate the crime in Chicago?
By locking them up.
Locking up the criminals.
Right.
Locking up the criminals.
He would lock himself up.
That's right there.
Absolutely.
That's the bottom line.
There it is.
Lock up the criminals, and you solve the crime problem.
Shaner.
Yes.
Ask your guy.
You make a lot of sense.
Battle of the Weirdos today. The last question.
Okay.
Shaner, ask your guy if he believes in space aliens.
Do you believe in space aliens?
Well, that's a question I can't answer. Maybe the public can. But I do have some things I'd like to say. Now, remember, this is Tony Dominic Luparel. I've run for mayor twice in the city of Springfield. I'm a Springfield citizen. And I'd like to say this. The third thing I would do is blacktop all the cities and alleys. We've had alleys here that have never been blacktopped since Lincoln's time.
Nothing to do with space aliens.
A big friend.
I wanted to know if what you thought about space aliens.
I don't believe in any, sir.
Okay, that's all.
We've been to the moon, we've been to Earth, and we know there's none.
Absolutely, that's what I needed to know.
Thank you, sir.
Jimmy.
Yeah.
Please ask the person you're interviewing what they think about space aliens.
Sir. What do you think about space aliens? You believe in them?
No.
You don't?
He does not believe in space aliens.
Life on Earth is it, huh?
That's it.
Jimmy, ask your guy if he believes Elvis is alive.
Hey, you think Elvis is still alive somewhere?
No.
No? Because there's rumors Elvis is all over the place.
Shaner, ask your guy if he thinks Elvis is still alive.
Do you think Elvis is still alive?
No, but I wish to Christ he was, because I'm playing Elvis. I'm an MC, and I play Elvis all the time on karaoke. In fact, I was very fortunate. I bought a karaoke machine for $89, and it's a dandy. It comes in circuit.
Very nice. Jimmy, ask your guy if he's ever done karaoke.
Hey, have you ever sang karaoke?
No, absolutely.
Interested? You got a good, husky, deep voice. I'll bet you're a singer. You can sing, can't
Jimmy, ask your guy
I sing great.
Jimmy, ask your guy if he can sing Love Me Tender.
Hey, can you sing some Elvis like Love Me Tender?
I'd rather have a little music. You put the music on and I'll try.
I don't really know the
song. Hold on. This is Jimmy.
Love me true.
Yeah.
Love me once again.
Yeah, very nice. All right, let's go to Tony here in Springfield. How you doing, my man?
This is Tony again.
All right, let me hear a little Love Me Tender. The guy in Chicago, sing it. Let me hear yours.
Love me tender. Love me sweet. Love me darling. You're so neat.
Right.
I'll tell you one thing, and you'll find this is Tony, the mayor of mine.
Oh, very nice.
Hello there.
Thank you. I'm sorry, Jim. I'm sorry. We're going to go with Springfield's very own as the winner today.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry. Very nice. Hey, Tony, thank you very much.
All right, sir.
We'll make sure to give you that vote come
Yeah, Sean had a good time last night.
Can we talk about that at all, Sean?
Well, I'm going to already apologize for what I was roped into directly, so go ahead.
Wait a minute. What? Hold on a second.
You didn't hear?
You did not hear this?
No.
Nobody said a word to you?
No.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Nobody said anything to me.
Who are you going to apologize to?
Chill.
Oh, really?
Why? Chill. You didn't stand her up or anything?
No. Oh.
I can't wait to hear
this. Well, he stood her up, but it wasn't Jill.
I can't wait to hear this. What exactly did Sean get himself into now?
Shaner's fault.
You went to Big Bopper. Jim was there. He had to, like, whipped cream wrestle girls or something like that. Right.
Right.
Jim is there. Sean was supposed to play basketball, so he blew off playing basketball.
He
probably called Jill and said, I'm sick and I have to stay home. And then he decided to go out to the Bopper to look for women.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, it was like later on, like I said, after 8 o'clock. And I never called Jill and saying sick, I'm not coming over.
No, you never said that.
No, I never say that.
Okay.
Nope.
So then you went over to the Big Bopper and you hung out with Jim and Shaner.
Yes.
Yes.
And an old college college buddy.
Yeah. What did Shaner do? And I know Shaner was involved.
Oh, yeah.
Shaner's
yeah.
always involved.
Here's the setup. First of all, they pick rub down people. Okay. They sit you in a chair, and you gotta rub the girls. Gotta rub the girls down to get them ready to wrestle.
Anywhere there is not a bathing suit covering them, that's where you want to put the shaving cream.
All right.
And once you
and the bathing suits consisted of very, very little.
Okay. Once your shaving cream's
thong
covering
bikinis.
Them, then you can rub anywhere.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, Balint got dominated or as one of the rub down people.
You got nominated. Shayner paid for it.
Shayner, you paid money so he could be a rub down guy. Was Shayner the other rub down guy?
No.
Oh, really?
He was a good boy.
Goose kept jumping in, though.
Oh, all right. Goose was there, too.
Shayner did. You know, you know how Sean is anyway, right?
I had
right.
to help him.
Real shy.
You know what he did? You know what he did? This is going to blow your mind.
All right.
He starts putting the shaving cream on her feet.
Yeah. And he's putting it on her ankles. And thought,
and he's rubbing it in her
on
feet.
Her, shin bone.
You are nice so cat. Weird. You're a weird guy.
You know, it wasn't her legs that she was going to shave.
You have a foot fetish. I'm convinced. I'm 100% convinced Sean Balint has a foot fetish. I want to get pictures of naked body parts of women, one of them being a foot. And I want to show, like, a naked picture of Cindy Crawford and then, like, a woman's foot. And I want to put a meter to Sean and see what turns him on more.
I mean, like he's.
I guarantee the foot would turn him on more than like a rear end.
He's rubbing it, you know, in between her toes, the shaving cream and stuff.
Yeah.
So here I go again.
I couldn't help him out.
Guys were, the crowd was booing and everything.
They were.
So I went over there and got the shaving cream can and
so, Sean,
put it all
you,
right
spots. You refused
spots.
To touch the woman except for her feet.
Well.
He was working on the knee from the knee down.
He's such a moron.
Until peer pressure forced him to.
Good old Sean. Good old Sean.
Now I'm probably single again.
Actually, you're a good boyfriend. You're a good boyfriend, though. You didn't touch the girl anywhere you shouldn't have.
But you know what?
What?
I won my money back because I bet a guy that he'd start putting that shaving cream on his feet.
All right.
Great.
Morning disaster mobile unit. In Syracuse, New York.
I thought they were in Syracuse now. Hey, Shayner.
Hey.
Shayner, all right, let's get this right. Yesterday, you guys were in Boston, Massachusetts. Our new night person is named Bailey. She's coming into town. You guys have been moving her. You as in Jim the photographer, intern Chris, and, of course, a Bailey. Now.
Now, every half hour, he stops. To go to the bathroom, to stretch, every half hour. So,
boy.
Remember who put everything in there?
Jim.
Jim put everything in there?
Right.
So you know what I did?
What?
I got so pissed about 4 o'clock this morning, I told him, hey, Jimmy, why don't you get up in there when he stopped? I said, hey, Jimmy, why don't you get up in there and check the merchandise and see how it's going? Okay. Well, when he got up in there, I pushed him the rest of the way in there, and I closed the door. So he is in the back.
Which is highly illegal.
He is in the back of the Ryder truck. Uh-huh. I'm driving the Ryder truck. Chris is coming by van, and we have not let him out yet because I cannot stand stopping every 30 minutes, and we would never get home.
Is he awake?
Hey!
Let me out now!
Tell him you're on the air.
Hey, we're on the air.
We are?
Yeah, we are.
Ray, don't let me out.
What's he saying?
Ray, tell him let me out.
That sucks. I gotta go to the bathroom.
Go figure.
He's such a little baby. What? What? Put the phone near there. What's he saying?
This is highly illegal.
Oh, listen to him. Is he doing that the whole trip?
I think he's really got to go to the bathroom.
You want to talk to Bailey before we let the dumbass out of the Ryder truck?
I would love to talk to Bailey.
Okay.
He's still in the Ryder truck?
Well, I didn't want to let him out till.
He's still in the truck?
Yeah.
What are you driving?
What do you mean, where am I driving?
What are you driving right now? Are you driving the Ryder truck?
I was.
He is still in the truck?
Yeah.
That's like 5.5 hours.
You're
going to
let him out.
I didn't want to let him out till he was on. You know, so I called you back. And
God forbid he defecate on her furniture.
He probably died by now. He's
so
probably suffocated.
You're stopped. Where are you
Bailey looks so upset.
Let me talk to Bailey.
Okay.
All right.
Do you blame her? Jim's in the back of the truck with all of her merchandise.
Poor Bailey.
Hello.
Hello, Bailey.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm not happy with you.
She sounds so tired. Why are you mad at me?
You
sent these people.
I know. I'm very sorry about that.
This is not what we talked about when we went out to dinner that night.
How can you blame me? How can you blame me?
All right, I'm sorry about Jim screwing up with the thing.
Okay.
And you had to drive?
Yes, I'm driving, which, you know, I'm not too pleased about, but it's not the end
I
of the world.
I would not want to drive. I've made that drive before. It's very long.
It's a long drive.
I know. I'm very sorry.
And at 3 in the morning?
Has anyone come on to you yet or anything?
Yeah, that silent kid.
Wait a minute. The intern? Chris, the intern?
Yeah, and I'm thinking I'm going to put him in the back of the truck, too.
Wait a minute. Chris, the intern came on to you?
Listen, for somebody who's so silent, he sure talks a lot.
A
lot about nothing.
I'm very sorry about that.
I thought Chris was gay.
Yeah. No, well, I thought he... Wait a minute.
I thought that, too.
He's not gay?
I thought he was, but...
I always thought he was gay.
That was my initial impression.
Yes. But, I'll be damned, that's kind of a revelation there.
I didn't know he liked girls.
But we have all these silent interns, and then they get in the car, and they won't shut the hell up.
I know. So,
I'm very sorry about that.
So here we were worried about Jim and Shane, and it's the intern.
And the intern goes after. And if you notice this thing he's growing on his face, he looks like Shaggy.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there, but
he looks like Shaggy from the Scooby-Doo cartoon.
No, somebody, he's yelling from inside the truck.
Oh, Jim is. Poor Bailey. She's coming here. This is, you know, she's coming here. She's going to have her own show. Everybody's all excited about it, and she has to put up with these guys before she gets on the air.
I think it would have been much easier to just fly me there.
I'm very sorry about this.
No doubt.
Are you going to get the thing to put your car on the...
Hopefully today we'll get something somewhere.
Oh, that'll be great.
In the meantime... We have him hog-tied inside so he doesn't bounce around.
That is unbelievable. When is Shaner going to let him out?
I don't know. Shaner, when are you going to let him out?
When do you want to let him out?
Do you want to let him out now and see if he's breathing?
Have you heard from him lately, Bailey?
Well, he's been banging a little bit and yelling.
Have you seen any of lovely Syracuse, New York? You know, I used to live there, Bailey.
No, I see a Coke plant.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know.
They must be like out in the middle of nowhere.
What the hell he's doing at the Coke plant?
All right. Oh, my God. There's an aroma of urine now that we opened the door. Did you pee on my stuff?
No, right there in the corner.
There's a puddle now in the truck. That I'm sure, since the truck is not level, has seeped into everything that's on the ground here.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. These people are animals.
What in the hell is he thinking? I'm very, very sorry. I will have him get on his knees and lap it all up. I swear to you.
All right, I'm disgusted.
All right, I'm very sorry. I swear she's going to quit before she gets here. We're going to lose our night. What did you do?
Nothing.
What did you pee in the truck for?
Because I had to go.
Well, you could have held it, Jim.
I couldn't. I had 4 cups of coffee.
You don't pee on people's furniture.
I didn't. It was off in the corner.
But what do you think? It's gonna get there.
It got a little on some cardboard, but, you know, that's on the outside. It won't hurt anything.
Jimmy, you don't pee on people's furniture. This is something you should have been taught when you were 2 years old.
I had 4 cups of coffee. It's coming out.
No, it doesn't matter. Clean up your pee. Let me talk to somebody.
My back is cramped up.
Let me talk to somebody else. I can't talk to someone who pees on another human being's furniture.
What is this bull? Shaner locking me back there.
I give Shaner the phone. I don't even want to talk to you.
That. Hello.
Hello. Ah, that damn Jim. I can't believe he peed on another person's... Oh, my God.
It stinks, too.
Shaner, I mean it. I don't want this girl to back out of this. I want her happy.
You're going to have to do... I don't know what else
I don't think we should have sent Jim on the trip,
She sounds very upset. Tell her, I can't believe he peed. That's the most disgusting thing I've ever heard. That's as disgusting as anything I've heard in weeks.
Ray, sorry that he peed in the corner of your rider truck.
Tell her I'm very sorry.
Very sorry. See, now if he would have not forgot that trailer and would have done that with the trailer.
Get the trailer.
She would have rode with me, and she would have been the happiest girl.
Get the trailer.
On this side of New York.
Get the trailer. Get her with you.
Listen
and
to those
fix
two.
It. Listen
those
to
two
him,
sound like brother and sister.
Oh, my God. Tell him to quit arguing with her.
Sister and sister.
I had to keep awake. I drank that to keep awake because I had a lot of driving ahead.
Tell him to quit arguing with her.
That's why we stopped early, because I had to go.
I swear to God, we're going
to
lose this girl before we even get her here.
I hope she's already signed the papers.
I hope so.
I don't think
oh
she
my God, now he's arguing with her.
Tell him to stop.
He's arguing her with her about being in the truck.
Shayner, tell him to go in the truck and get something to clean up the pee with.
They sound like they're related.
Tell him to get back in the truck and go to clean up the pee.
If he would have just...
He said, go get something out of the truck and clean up the pee.
Get in the back of the
truck.
Then use your shirt.
Use his mop head.
I'm not using my shirt.
Use his hair.
Tell him to check some of the boxes near the front of the truck.
Check some of the boxes near the front of the truck.
And see if they get like an old towel of Bailey's out and clean it up. Now, get in there.
Get in there.
Oh, she's not going to want you to do that.
That's all right. I'm going to lock his ass back in there again. We're going to see how stupid he is. Is he in there?
He's very stupid because he'll do anything you say.
When he gets in there, lock him back in. God, he's an idiot. What a complete and utter buffoon. All right, Jader.
Yeah.
Jader, figure out what you're going to do. Pull over in Syracuse. Get yourself kind of set up. Get that trailer. Get me some tape. And I don't care. Let him out before you take off for the long haul, but let him think he's going to be in there.
Okay.
All right, man.
Gotcha.
Take care.
All right.
That is our morning disaster mobile unit. Shayner and Jim the photographer in, actually, they're in Syracuse, New York. It's Jim's Jobs is the name of this. This is how it works. Jim's B Jobs. Because he does not do A-rated work. He does B-rated work. Okay, so Shayner and Jim are where? What's the name of the place you're at?
We're at Rannan Auto Body.
All right. What kind of body work is Jim doing?
There's a, this car has hit a pole.
Yes.
And
Jim's sitting on it. No, what?
And Jim's going to get inside the trunk and see if he can't straighten the...
Oh, cool. Let me talk to him and see if he's excited about this.
Not really.
Really?
He's already starting to complain.
What's he complaining for? Just tell him to get his hammer and bang the thing out.
Hey.
You're going to bang out a dent. How exactly do you do that?
Using a hammer.
All right, but what do you do?
I got to bang out the rear end until I straighten it out.
So you got to bang?
Nothing new.
Saturday night.
If it's the quarter panel is busted in, how do you bang to get it to go out?
You got to get inside the trunk. Then with the trunk closed.
You hit it with a hammer?
Hit it with the hammer, yeah.
And then
you got to get it to line up.
So you have got to get in the trunk.
Yeah.
All right, let me talk to Shayner again.
Okay. Hello.
Hey.
Yes.
Do you really get in the trunk to bang one of those things out?
No.
I didn't think so.
That's a good theory, though.
He's obviously up to no good. Does Jim have any idea what you're going to do to him?
No.
When is he going to get in the trunk?
He's going to get in the trunk right now.
All right, tell him to get in and start banging.
Get in and start banging.
Does he have his own phone?
Yeah.
Tell him to call me from inside the trunk so I can hear what he's doing as you're describing from the outside.
Ray said call him from inside the trunk when you get in and secure.
Oh, there he goes. He's banging.
He's banging the rear end.
Yes. Hey, Jimmy.
Yeah.
All right, that's pretty cool. I just want to, because Shayner's on the outside, I just want to hear the banging from the inside. Is it true that you guys shut the trunk?
We got the truck shut.
Because, and the reason is, because if he's banging when the trunk's open, the truck will go out of alignment.
Right.
That's why we need the trunk shut so we can get it in line.
So that's why they shut the trunk, Jimmy?
Yeah.
Is it all the way shut?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, Jimmy, he wants to keep them rear ends in line.
I know, but there's something. Jimmy can release the trunk from the inside if he wants.
No.
So nobody, oh, you can't. No.
Uh-uh. What the hell is that?
What was that noise?
We're trying to weld the... You know, a place on the trunk so we can pull the dent out a little bit from our side.
Yeah, Jimmy, they're welding on top of the trunk.
Welding?
Yeah, so they can pull the dent out. They got to weld.
The dent is by the gas tank side.
Well, that's where they're welding.
He's welding by the gas tank?
Yes.
No problem, Jim.
It's just right
wait.
What?
You know, that's dangerous, right?
Uh-huh.
Jimmy, these are professionals.
I can actually hear the welding. Shayner, can I hear that welding closer?
Oh, man. I mean, that could, you know, sparks could get in here. And
Shayner, are you welding near the gas tank?
Well, just right above it.
All right, right above the gas tank. Where?
Right above the gas tank. This is like a Molotov cocktail.
What the hell is that?
What was that?
We're grinding a little place so the weld sticks a little better and it don't go into the gas tank.
Oh, that's nice.
That's a good, safe idea.
So you're welding right near the trunk.
Yes.
Because it smells like something's burning.
It's only the carpet.
What?
The carpet's on fire. Just be a little smoke, Jimmy.
Which carpet?
The trunk carpet.
Inside the trunk where Jim is?
Yeah.
No.
Could you spit on that and knock that out?
Oh, I mean, it's a little smoky in here.
Wait a minute. Is there a fire in the trunk?
No, there's no fire. Oh, okay. Just a little smoke, though.
What have you welded that it caused sparks to get in the trunk?
The trunk deck.
What exactly is the trunk deck?
The lid.
You welded the lid of the trunk.
Welded the trunk shut.
Wait, did you weld the trunk shut?
The trunk is welded shut. Ah!
And where is Jimmy?
Come on, guys! I know that! No, we don't need a car! We're gonna have to get back with you. We gotta go get some gas for the torches. No, okay.
You're telling me he has been welded into the trunk.
Admit to me. It's an accident.
Admit to me, it was not an accident, was it?
It was not an accident, Ray.
I don't think so.
You know that I would never weld him in the trunk on purpose.
I knew it was not an accident.
No. I didn't think it was.
So you're saying you purposely welded him into
the
trunk.
You bastard.
And Jimmy, here's something else. When you are banging out a dent like that, you don't get inside the trunk.
Hey, I did a good job.
Shayner, is it straightened up from the outside?
Well, we're going to see if it's straightened up or not.
All right.
We're going to take the car for a drive. No, wait. Wait. What? He's pulling from side to side like he's drunk.
What do you mean, like?
Jimmy doesn't look straight from that way. You know, you can hear the tire is fender is rubbing on the tire.
Well, take your little hammer and try banging it some more.
It's on the outside.
Pour a little.
Let me out, and I will.
Oh, the scrapes out. So it's rubbing on the outside.
Yeah.
Are there any bumps?
Oh, there are all kinds of bumps. What do you think? Hang on, here's the speed bump.
Good luck, Jimmy.
The speed bump threw me and I hit the top of the roof.
I'm very sorry.
Sorry. Come on, you bastard.
I'm very sorry about that, Jimmy.
What do we do here?
How do you undo a weld? I don't know anything about welding.
Well, we could take a grinder and grind the weld out, or we can wait till the guy gets back with the torches.
How long is it going to take for that?
I don't know.
Now, if you grind it out, isn't there going to be a lot of sparks that could hurt Jim?
Yeah, there is. It's going to throw metal all over the place.
Well, go ahead, Chainer.
Okay.
Jimmy, but just put...
I might, no, we can't. Just I might get shirt, a metal sliver in my eye by doing
put
that.
Put your shirt over your face, you puss.
Hang on. I'm backing back into the garage here, and we'll get the grinder out after it.
Jimmy, put your shirt over your face so you don't lose an eye. Chainer, get that grinder right on that trunk, boy.
We still got a problem. We've got the weld grinded.
Yeah.
And he's beat the trunk out so much that the hood won't open now.
Oh, good.
What do you mean it won't open? I beat the trunk out to straighten it out. It should open. Is there any sparks going in there? Hell yes, there is. Hey, let's go to the fire department. Get the jaws of life in here. They'll get me out.
They don't need the jaws of life.
Yes, we do.
I've never known any person that calls for the jaws of life at the least mention of any problem.
Twice in a...
What the hell was that?
That will work.
Try that one.
Hey, it worked.
Hey, all right. Shader, what was that they used?
What the hell was that thing? That was the air chisel.
There you go, Jimmy.
Air chisel. It feels so good to get out. I can barely move.
Use that air chisel again.
What is that wet spot on the cardboard? I had to go.
That's enough. I gotta get out. Is there anything else you need to reveal to us today, Louie?
I'm masturbating my bedroom every night.
Really? What else, Louie?
My bug is round and big, and my penis is small. Thanks, Ray.
Yeah, thank you, Louie.
Yeah, way to go, Ray. Thanks.
All right, somebody bring in Shayner. I got to get the details on what happened with him yesterday.
There he is.
Hello, Shayner.
Hello, Raymond.
Okay, tonight, we were talking about it earlier, WCW Thunder coming
to the TBS tonight. It was taped in Springfield last night. It was taped live. So, yesterday, I show up to the convention center. And I'm told, I said, yeah, Shaner, I said, Eric Bischoff is using Shaner's limo. I go, what? Mikey says, Eric Bischoff's using Shaner's limo. I'm like, Eric Bischoff in charge of a WCW? Mikey goes, yeah. I'm like, oh, that's cool. Shaner, they rented the Shaner's limo. So when did, Eric Bischoff, the guy who is, in charge of the New Blood, the man in charge of a WCW, was riding in Shaner's limo. Well, that's all fine and dandy till the middle of the show.
Yeah, really.
I'm watching the show, and Hulk Hogan and Horace Hogan start. They go backstage, and they're chasing after. At this point, I believe they're chasing after the Filthy Animals again, or whatever.
Oh, weren't they chasing after Russo? And
well, they're after Bischoff.
Yeah,
Bischoff and Russo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's who jumped in the line.
Yeah. And they show they have like that big gigantic screen thing. And I'm watching, and they show the limo. It's like Shaner's limo. I'm like, oh, cool. And Hogan, like, picks up a bat. And I hate to give it away because it's on tonight, but I will. It'll make you watch, I think. It'll give you a little extra oomph to watch it. Starts knocking the hell out of the windows of Shaner's limo. Now, six people down from me in my row is my good buddy Shaner, who looks as if someone is stealing his kidney when this is going on. He's like going, huh? Proms this weekend! And Hogan is like beating the hell out of Shader's limo. You had no idea that was coming, huh?
No. They called us about 3:30. They called us about 3:30 and said they needed a limo tonight, needed a limo last night for Bischoff, and we could put our name on if we want because it was going to be on TV.
Which, by the way, your name and number got on TV. That was kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and that's a national show.
Well, they also did some worldwide taping too, didn't they?
Yeah, but that'll just be on Thunder.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
So we thought, well, that's cool. We'll get it all cleaned up. They went and got the names for it, and we went and put on. Then we're sitting there watching it on TV, and all of a sudden they start knocking the windows out.
Well, I'm backstage, and Archie Q drives a limo.
Right. Yeah.
He didn't drive it last night, but he goes, Mikey.
Who was driving a limo last night?
Who did drive last night, Shane? I'm not sure.
All right.
Archie Q goes, Mikey. They just broke out the windows of Shaner's limo. I was like, no. I went out there. Sure enough, there's a window.
Unbelievable.
What were they?
They could have just busted out one of the little ones, but they busted out the big one.
That's right.
That runs down the side.
So Hulk Hogan starts knocking, starts breaking out all the windows of your limo. And then at the end of the night, I was walking backstage. And then right in front of me, I see Shaner. She's like, I want to talk to somebody about my limo. And I actually left. He was still talking to someone when I left.
And the guy says, T.S., that's showbiz. That's what he kept telling me. T.S., that's showbiz.
Now, that's nothing because when he first walked back, one of the guys went to him. Chandler goes, I own the limo. He goes, oh, hey, man, I'm sorry. Did you hear? And Chandler's like, what? He goes, the Goldberg monster truck accidentally drove over it. And the look on Shaner's face, I thought he was going to poop. I mean, the look on his face was like, oh.
Yeah, because I was walking out with you and I hadn't been out there yet.
That's right.
So I didn't know if it really had or really hadn't.
That was pretty funny.
Oh, my God.
Funny?
I mean, well, it was just funny because, well, actually, I was kind of thinking, oh, my God, maybe it really did. I didn't know. What was the final thing? You were still talking to him for a while, weren't you? You were talking to him when I left.
I ended up getting them to pay for the windows.
No, that was pretty nice. Wow.
Are you going to get it done before prom?
That's what I asked him. I said, what happens if we don't get it done? because them center windows aren't like you can't just get go to a salvage yard and
right.
pick one up. You got to make it.
That's right. What'd they say?
They said they could see what they could do.
Oh, all right. So were they pretty cool?
Yeah, really. When we got down to the big boy, the guy that I was dealing with was kind of a jackass. But when we got down to the big boys down there, downstairs, they was pretty cool.
The guys in charge, the guys that write the checks.
Right.
I just, you guys, the look on Shaner's face when they busted out his window.
They sure
in
the hell didn't write me a check last night.
No. Oh, they didn't?
No.
They got to send it to you or something?
That's what they say. It's in the mail.
It's like, save a stamp. I'm standing right here.
Oh, man. Oh, boy.
That kind of reminds me of the comment last night that Jimmy Hart made as he looked side to side to make sure no one was standing around. And he leans in close and goes, most people around here don't know what the hell they're doing.
Hey, you know, look at the bright side. You know, Shaner's got his claim to fame. Shaner's broke condoms in the limo. Hulk Hogan's broke the windows.
That was pretty cool last night.
I just saw that when the limo came onto the screen, I thought to myself, I saw the logo.
The Shaner's limo logo.
And I thought to myself, they went out, they rented the limo, they brought it in, and Shaner's like out there in the parking lot going, okay, let's just put this sticker on real quick.
You know, that's pretty cool though, Shaner. I mean, everybody in Springfield, a lot of people in Springfield are going to be watching that tonight, and Shaner's limo is prominently featured. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, it's featured while Hulk Hogan is knocking the windows out of it.
And the other nice part was the other limo service didn't have their name on where when they drove the guy out.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
So
that was pretty cool. So you're thinking, okay, wait a minute. They use my limo to bust up.
And they drive
the other guy comes out of the limo.
Yeah, but you got the advertisement.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Hey, I would have told them they could crush it as long as they give you the money to buy a new one.
That was pretty cool.
Just say, hey, fold it up, whatever you want to do to it.
That was awesome. Let me go. Who's on the line? Who do I have on the line?
Yeah.
Who is this?
Frank, limo driver.
Were you driving a limo last night?
No, but I got proms this weekend.
Oh, you're riding. Oh, you're driving proms this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Make sure you clean the glass out first. I want anybody to cut their ass when they get in there.
Armor all
seats
real good.
It's going to be a cold ride. Hope no rain.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, Frank, we might have to just tell them, look, it's a famous limo now. Be happy and just hand them a pair of goggles when they get ready to sit in the back. If we just, can't find a side.
Just have them ride in the back, just to grab one of the cars out of the salvage yard.
Just get a big garbage bag that with tape.
Mikey told me. Yeah, that's a great
question.
Mikey told me that they said, we're going to need a limo. By the way, we're also going to need a tow truck. Do you know anywhere we can get a tow truck?
Yeah. I said, well, we got a towing service. He started laughing. He goes, I know you got a towing service.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I like the way they showed his signs on there, too.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
That he hauls everything away from the convention.
Well, I'm very sorry that you'll be driving prom goers in the back of Shaner's truck this weekend.
Will they?
Thank you, Frank.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. See, that's the beauty of this show and wrestling. Wrestling comes into town. They have one stop. All they have to do is contact us.
That's
we can
right.
get them limos. We can get them toasters.
Just contact the morning disaster.
We warm up the crowd. We do whatever.
And we also get guys that rush the stage.
Hello, good morning.
Hey, this is Barry. How you doing?
What's up, Barry?
Well, I was just thinking, I mean, there's probably enough wrestling fans in the high school crowd around here. You could probably find somebody that wants to be in that limo just because of that.
Yeah, that's true. Would
enjoy having them. Because you know they're going to be hanging out the windows anyway.
Barry, you've got to watch this tonight. WCW Thunder tonight will be amazing. It'll be on at 8 o'clock tonight. I don't think they're going to edit out all those Ray Lytle signs, right? I don't see them doing that.
There's too many of them.
I don't see how they could.
I'm just hoping that one of our signs makes
the entire crowd.
They better not edit out Chasey Loves Porn, because Noid worked very, very hard to get that.
We know Chasey Loves Porn.
No, that's just the sign. It's not true.
Yes, I know it's true.
Yeah, keep up the lie, Chasey.
Thank you, Barry.
Keep lying to yourself. Sooner or later, you'll believe it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Whatever.
Hello, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ray. This is Joanne.
What's up, Joanne?
Hey, I figured out where Marvin gets all his trouble from.
Where's that?
From Teddy. I witnessed him 100% sexually assaulting some of them women last night.
Oh, Lord.
Man, for once in my life, I wish I'd have been a stuffed teddy bear. Hey, you guys have a good one. I'm going to think like I'm working all day, all right?
Thank you, Joanne.
All right, bye-bye.
Wasn't Marvin at work?
Marvin, I don't know what Marvin. Well, Marvin was there last night.
Well, he should be here any minute.
He's going to be here any second.
I saw him on the everywhere. He was walking through the crowd signing autographs, like, during matches.
Isn't it amazing?
That's what's funny when we was standing out there waiting to get hooked up with the producer so they could hook up the limo.
Right.
And I heard that guy earlier talk about Ric Flair's walking down the street, nobody's doing a thing. Marvin's over there on the other side, got all these fans around him signing autographs with Teddy.
Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, yeah, if you're a wrestling fan and you've never seen Marvin, and he gets out and he walks up there, you are going to think there's a new wrestler in WCW. The guy in the back said, hey, is that half barbarian, half wrestler guy with you? He's a freak of nature.
They go, is the fat guy with the teddy bear yours? I go, yeah, he's mine. Will you please reel him in? I'm like, all right, I'll get him.
He got him out of the lead.
Yeah, is he yours?
The guy wandering around with the bear. Bothering all the security.
Spiked collar. I thought they were going to take it away from him.
Right. His furry boots.
And he had this big spiked arm. Spiked arm things on. And we were standing in the back getting ready to go out to the ring. And, you know, Henning's one of those first matches, so Henning walks back and goes, oh, my God, what the hell is that?
Am I going to bleed tonight?
Well, Shayner, I'm very sorry that that Hulk Hogan destroyed your limousine last night.
I'm sure you are.
I'm not sorry at all.
Oh, man.
I liked it.
I just loved the look on Shayner's face. It was priceless. Hello, good morning.
Hey, Ray, this is George.
Yeah, George, what's up?
I went to the wrestling match last night.
And?
Oh, the first thing I noticed, man, was Marvin. Oh, he was nuts. Just going around everywhere. It's crazy.
And they kept putting him on camera.
Oh, I know.
How many times did he get on camera?
I don't know. I was just sitting there watching. I was laughing the whole time.
With that ridiculous teddy bear he is.
That show was awesome, too.
Watch Marvin get a phone call. Do you think you could be like a crowd promoter for us and travel?
Would you watch it? Will you watch tonight?
Yeah.
All right, buddy.
Hey, whatever happened with the Secret Service? On him.
Well, they realized that he wasn't serious.
Yeah.
Okay.
He wasn't any harm.
Yeah, he's no threat. He was judged no threat to the governor.
Well, that's good.
He's just a threat to his teddy bear.
There's not a hole in the back of that teddy bear.
I know. Oh, yeah. Thanks, buddy.
Okay.
Hello, good morning.
Yeah.
What's up?
Tell us while you're talking about Shayner and having his stuff tore up.
Yeah.
Tell him, the Goldberg truck had to do some damage to his tow truck too.
The Goldberg? Oh yeah, your Shayner, your tow truck had to get the Goldberg truck off of the car.
Yeah,
that Goldberg truck, man.
Like bottomed out.
Oh my God, it smashed the car. It is so cool.
Yeah, and then they were using his truck to pull it off after it got stuck because he couldn't drive off because they had it up against the convention center and they were pulling it off with his tow truck and with the cables, and it ripped the cables in half.
Oh man! Don't tell him that, sir. He's already had a rough 24 hours. Thanks, buddy.
Yep.
I gotta say one thing though.
I'm sorry you had to find out about that on the air, Shayner.
Why do people insist on telling me all bad news when I walk into the shop? It's not, oh, we've done this, we've done that, we've done this. Tell me what all good they've done. It's
you're not going to believe what happened now.
Yeah, did you know the tow truck ran into a pole? And and now we got some listener call telling me that we ripped the tow truck cable in half. And
well, that can't be too hard to fix, is it?
No, it's not too hard, but it's the fact of it. I try to do a nice thing and let WCW use one thing. And now I've got a ripped cable. Windows busted out of my limo. What the hell? They should have used my rollback so they could have tore something up and then we would have had everything. Perfect.
Oh, very nice. Well, there you go. Shayner's nice, the WCW story. I'm very sorry that your vehicle was destroyed by Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, I'm sure you are.
Sean Blint is our fill-in news guy who fills in for Mad Dog. Sean has not had sex in over 3.5 years, and he revealed this to us on the air. So we always tease him about not having sex. So Friday night, Shayner picks us up in the limo at my house at about 7:30 or so and tells me in the limo, you said, I got a good feeling Sean's going to reset the Balinto meter tonight. And then after the party on Friday night, we had left about, it was after midnight. What was the limo driver's name again, Shayner?
Joe.
All right. Joe tells me on the way back from Mr. Ted's, Joe says, Shaner told me that Sean is going to break the streak tonight. Why don't we let Sean start and tell us exactly what happened on a Friday night?
All right. Shaner says, I'm sick of that damn meter. Brings over somebody who I guess signed the affidavit and everything, the Sean Balint affidavit.
Where is it?
Okay.
Where's the affidavit?
You've already confused me. You've already confused me. Shaner.
Yes.
You set him up with a girl.
Yeah.
You know this girl?
I know of her.
All right. You know
I knew of her.
You knew of this girl. You you introduced her to Sean?
Yep.
Let me ask you this. Where did this event take place?
It happened in your seat in the limo. Or
in my limo seat? Oh, Shaner. Oh, man. Okay. We said we either needed the affidavit song or we had to have a witness. Was there a witness?
Yes, there was.
Who was that?
Me.
And where did you witness this from?
I witnessed it from my seat, Ray.
Wait a minute. You were in the back of the limo? Yes. In your limo seat?
Well, you better be glad I was or you'd still be singing the song.
All right. Now, hold on a second. I got to explain
like
the limo.
Watched.
If you've ever been in a limo before, there's two seats in the back of a limo, and they face each other. So there's one seat that's kind of like a regular seat, and then there's another seat that faces the other way. Now, when we sit in the limo, we always sit where I'm, like, in the back left. Shaner always sits, like, right in front of me. So, Shaner, you're in your seat, and Sean is in the back of the limo.
Right.
And you're in the back of the limo, too, but you're facing the back.
Right.
And he's in there with this girl. So you guys are what? You're talking or what?
Before we go on with the story, this girl, she's not a prostitute or nothing. I didn't pay to have this done.
Right, because that's what people were saying. That's what people were wondering. They're going, what did Shaner buy? Did Shaner pay for this service? But that was not the case.
We didn't know. We didn't. I wouldn't do that. That wasn't fair.
And you know what? And we cannot reset the streak for a prostitute.
Right.
Made that very clear.
I mean, this girl just likes to. She's a nympho.
Yeah. Gotta love it.
Okay. So, Sean, what do you do? What was the first move you make?
Well, I took my sweet time like I usually do.
Ray, I've got to tell you the first move because I've never, ever in my life seen the first move happen like this first move.
All right. And what was it?
You know, usually when you go to make a move on a girl, you put your arm around her and you're going to start kissing her neck or whatever.
Right, yeah. Uh-huh.
Sean said, would you like your feet massaged? Hey, I said, Sean, you're starting at the wrong end.
All right. So did you rub her feet?
Yeah.
All right. So she goes, okay. She gives him his feet.
So he gives her feet, and he starts massaging her feet, and he kisses on them, and he starts.
You kissed her feet.
Just two or three times.
All right.
On the non-disgusting part.
Probably French too.
We're still cruising. I let him do it. And I said, Sean, before you ever blow up that little meter, you're going to have to move up. So he moves up and starts rubbing her knee.
All right, Shane.
Still not high enough.
What happens next?
Just like Jim said, I said, Sean, you're still not high enough. No, this whole time I'm saying, I'm here to make sure that blue meter gets blowed up because I'm tired of listening to that damn song. I said, you're going to have to go higher. So he goes higher, all right. He kind of, like, lays her over just a little bit and starts rubbing her back.
No wonder it took 3.5 years.
Yeah.
He's telling her the whole time, you know, I used to have a bunch of girls that just come over, and I'd just give them rub downs, and it got kind of be a thing. And he said, I mean, I actually believe Sean Boleyn asked them girls if they what church they were.
I do believe that.
She wasn't concerned. Everybody had plenty to drink, and she wasn't concerned about no massage, you know.
She wanted something else massaged.
Right.
And I said, Sean, you cannot do nothing with her clothes on, Sean. There is a possible way that you can get anywhere with her clothes on. Well, I finally get tired of washing him, so I go across and start taking her clothes off.
Shaner had to help take off the girl's clothes.
I like Bob Dole that way.
He's still rubbing her back. He didn't miss a stroke rubbing her back, and I'm taking her shirt off.
So I get her shirt off. So now he's rubbing her bareback.
Okay.
I'm thinking any time now he'll roll her over and start going.
And this is how much into it?
We're getting up there in the hours. It's
hours.
We're probably looking like a good hour and a half now.
Really?
And we're just now getting to the shirt off.
So Sean's got a sure thing in the back of a limo. It's an hour and a half into the date, and all he's done is rub her back.
Well, her feet.
Wow. Yeah, and her feet.
Hey, he was French kissing her feet.
Enough of the lies.
So finally, I apologized to her in that sense.
You apologized to the girl.
Yeah, because she's a nympho and she likes, you know.
Right.
She wants it.
She's not into the rubbing stuff.
Right.
So anyway, I apologize to her and I say,
she's a nympho and she's not into the rubbing stuff. But you're saying this girl likes sex. That's
right.
She wants. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
She wants. So I said, I apologized to her and I said, well, I guess if any of us are going to get home and to bed and by sometime this year, you're going to have to take over.
At this point, Shader goes from being a neutral, impartial judge witnessing it to a coach.
Right.
Hey, what are you doing there? What kind of wimp are you? Quit rubbing the back. Turn that girl over.
Right. So
so you tell the girl, you know, you probably need to take over.
So she takes over and she starts rubbing his
most intimate of parts.
Right.
All right. So she really. All right, yeah. Sean, all right, now, Sean.
So she went right to it.
Yeah. You're rubbing her back.
In the meantime, he's still rubbing her back.
Okay.
Never even moved.
Oh, so wait a minute. She's laying on her stomach?
Yeah, she's laying kind of.
How did she do it? Sean, explain to me. How did she grab you?
Well, I turned around.
Yeah.
And he got out of the back rub position. And, well.
She starts rubbing you. There.
Yes.
At this point, what are you thinking, Sean?
I'm thinking it's time.
All right, so you're thinking, oh, my God, it's really going to happen.
Yeah.
Okay.
So am I by this time. Because now she's leading the way and we don't have to worry about.
And obviously, now you know she's willing to do this. Now, what happens next?
She starts doing what Jim's the best at.
I am not.
Okay. What she does is, I imagine, and tell me if I'm wrong, she unzips and starts to do her business.
Yep.
All right. Very good. Sean, when's the last time you've had that done?
3 years and 7, 8 months. March 93.
Okay.
Alton, Illinois.
March 93 in Alton, Illinois is the last time you had this done. So this girl is doing her business. Mm-hmm. What are you doing?
I'm getting funky, getting into it.
Hey, Shainer.
Yeah.
How is Sean? Is he pretty endowed?
Tell you the truth, I couldn't see it.
Oh, you couldn't? Oh, man. Are you serious? It's too dark? Oh, you should have. You know what? You should have turned on the light and went, oops, I'm sorry.
Turned on the dumb light.
All right. So, but you know what's going on.
Right.
All right.
I mean, because you could hear.
All right.
So let's take a break.
Is the meter being reset? It sounds like we're well on our way.
Man.
This is the most unbelievable story. All right. Shainer.
Yeah.
So now we are at the point where this girl is doing her business.
Right, because Sean Ballant wouldn't.
Right. And Sean, let me ask you, did you enjoy it?
Extremely much.
Really?
Extremely.
Oh, yeah.
Now, how long does this go on for, Shainer?
This particular segment went on for probably a good half hour.
Really?
Wow.
Sean, did you, let's see, how do I describe this? Did you finish the race, I guess?
Not on that segment.
Well, Sean?
So he's right. I understand what he's saying. Oh, yeah, I didn't.
So you didn't. All right, so then what happens? So this goes on for a half hour.
So anyway, I bring Joe. I tell Joe, I think
limo
it's...
Limo driver.
That's the limo driver. I said, Joe, I think it's time. You better come on back because I ain't going to be the only one to see this.
So you want to make sure there's major proof going on. So you bring the limo driver in back.
So we bring the limo driver back.
Okay.
She stops what she's been doing.
Yeah.
She gets up.
Right.
She spins around.
And then she
sits back.
Right.
Down. This is what's worst. 15 strokes, and we hear,
Oh.
What does that mean?
And then he says, bullet, bullet, bullet went lip.
Where's the alcohol, man?
Okay. Well, then he starts blaming it. Well, if I knew this was going to happen, I wouldn't have drank so much. I can control him better. If I don't drink so much, I can control it a lot better and know what's going on. So he starts going into this long sermon.
Right.
Why, after 15 strokes, 3 years, 15 strokes, never did he finish. He didn't finish his business yet.
Sean, earlier did you finish it? Honestly, no. At this point, you never, ever finish.
No.
No.
Okay, so then what does the girl have to do?
After that, she gets back up.
Right.
She turns around. She goes back.
Goes back to her business.
Goes back to her business.
Okay.
An hour later.
Oh, my God, man.
An hour later, he starts going.
Sean, did you finish?
Yes, I did.
There you go.
Yes, I did.
All right, this is what I need to know.
But why he was doing it. He's saying, oh, you gotta quit. Oh, you gotta quit. He keeps doing this.
Why were you telling her she had to stop?
I don't remember saying that. It's all a blur anyway.
All right, so the bottom line is, about an hour and a half of this poor girl having to do her thing, and 15 seconds of actual...
Sean doing his thing.
Yeah.
What a stud.
Yeah. No, Shainer, you were a witness.
We finally blew the damn bolometer.
The bolometer has been reset. Thank God.
Oh, really?
Thank God.
Well, let's check in with Shainer. He is at a car dealership with Jim the photographer. Hello.
Hello.
Explain what you're going to do. Oh, this is something. They're going to,
here's
I don't
what we
know
got.
How they do this to us.
My buddy's down here in Trinity Dodge, Cableville. Right. They called me. They have a new salesman.
Okay.
He listens to country music.
Oh, I love him already.
He has no clue who we are. We are going to break him in to who we are today.
Oh, God.
Jim the photographer is going to take a test drive.
All right. And they have, and he's going to have no idea that you're doing this as a mobile unit segment.
This guy is strictly country. He has no idea.
So
no.
You're just going to, like, go along for the ride?
I'm going to go along because I'm the mechanic.
Ah, Jim wanted to bring his mechanic to look at his car.
Yes.
That's very smart. What kind of car is Jim going to test drive?
We're driving a 97 Sebring convertible.
Oh, very nice. Just, like, get it and keep driving.
Okay.
Just
Jimmy
drive.
Jimmy doesn't even look like Jimmy today either.
No. Is he wearing that stupid do-rag?
Yeah, he's still wearing the...
He's got a rainbow-colored do-rag on with a vest. He looks like there's no way in hell he can afford a Chrysler.
Oh, no.
Sir, you thought about another vehicle, like a shopping cart?
Sure, have you thought there of another go. Vehicle? We have wheelbarrows around the back.
Here's another thing.
All right.
This guy is supposed to be in a sales meeting at 8:15.
Oh, that's great.
They let me in on that, so... if we leave here any time, we'll be missing the sales meeting, and he already has one mark against him.
Hey, does he still have his laundry in his van?
He's got his laundry with him.
Tell him to check the trunk space and put his laundry in. And when you get to Decatur, go to a laundromat.
He's just going to do his laundry.
Do his laundry.
Oh, my God.
I swear, do it.
We've been in for about 10 minutes.
And he just keeps driving.
Jimmy's asking how fast the car goes.
All right, let's put your
hang
phone
on. In. Hang on, I'm going to get the phone up to. Here we go.
Got a power top up here. This is how we work the power top.
Oh, it's got a power top?
Yeah.
Cool.
It works pretty good.
Hey, let's take it down.
Boy, you know, I don't know if we should or not. It's kind of raining. Well, it does, but we're gonna get a little wet, and the car's going to get a little wet, and I might get in a little trouble.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Hey, Jimmy, you think maybe we could turn around? I got a sales meeting I got to attend here shortly, and we're a little farther out than normal on this demo drive. I need to get back.
Well, you know, we haven't really been driving that long. I got to let it get hot and everything. You know, my mechanic said we got to let it get warmed up good and then test the engine afterwards. That way we can tell whether there's any leaks or anything. Because, hey, as you got to admit, this is a major, major investment.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
That's a pretty good line by Jimmy.
Yeah, it is.
Pretty good line of BS.
I don't have the kind of money to throw around, you know, without testing it first.
Jimmy doesn't have enough money to
I brought my mechanic
rent.
With me.
Sure, we can go a little further. But,
it's only 7:45.
Oh, that's fabulous.
No, it's a little later than 7:45. I got
the clock set.
What time's your meeting, man? I'm supposed to be there. We have a meeting at 8:15 every day.
Whoops.
You're out making money.
Yeah, that's
the bottom line, right? You're about selling me a car.
Shane, you should lean forward and say something like, well, we test drove that car the other day. We drove her down to St. Louis and,
Hey, you know, when we test drove that car the other day, we took it to St. Louis. Where did you drive it from? We was in Springfield and we test drove it to St. Louis.
I didn't get it, though.
We had to check and see if it was leaking.
And it was leaking. We didn't get it. That's
why we come to Taylorville to see you. Where are we going?
Yeah.
Let's go here and take us to Decatur.
That's like a good plan.
Tell him you're going to Danville.
We're going all the way to Decatur.
We might as well. I mean, hey, we got to test it. We got to get it warmed up good. Got to make sure that the car does not leak. No valve gaskets. You know, my girlfriend just had hers replaced and everything. I'm not going to spend this kind of money.
Here he goes again with the money.
He's not cheap. That's going to be his next line.
He's not going to spend that kind of money, period.
Oh, that is great.
I was going to take it to Decatur, but I think it looked kind of funny when you put the clothes in the trunk. I didn't know what the scoop was there.
He saw you put the clothes in the truck? What were you thinking?
Otherwise, I would have trusted you to take it out for a test drive.
That is a nice, clean truck, too.
It looked like you might have, tried to move in and take the car. Hell, maybe it'd be stolen. What a way to start out the job.
I like the dual airbags, too. That's a good touch.
Jimmy Smooth. I got to give Jimmy credit, man. He's smooth. Shaner, where are you guys now?
We're in Decatur by on El Dorado.
You're all the way in Decatur. They've been driving this car now for like 45 minutes.
McDonald's up here. My train.
What's he saying?
He's trying to buy breakfast for the guy.
I guess it'll be okay.
Hey, Shaner.
Yeah?
You got to tell Jimmy to say he doesn't have any money and make this guy pay.
Okay.
Where the hell are you, ma'am? Can we get something to eat?
Are we in the drive-thru the wrong way?
Wait a minute, what's wrong?
How do you go through the drive through the wrong way?
He pulled up through the window instead of the place where you were.
Oh, God.
I can't believe we pulled in the drive through backwards. I've never been that way in my life.
Only Jim. Oh, God, this
is
fun.
I got the sausage, egg, and cheese bagel. That sounds good.
You buying, Jimmy?
I'm buying.
Yeah, I'll take one of those, too. I got two of those. You want anything?
No.
I couldn't eat now if I wanted to.
Sales guy doesn't want anything.
Oh, man. Dan, you're not going to believe this. I left my money in my van.
No, you don't. Look at that.
I don't have mine either.
You got yours?
Yeah.
We can borrow, I can borrow $5 from you and I'll pay back. Sure.
Oh, good God. Shader, is he giving him the money? Did he give him the money?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that's funny.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Shader's dying. How the hell do you not laugh?
Oh, here we go. Mm-hmm. Here we go.
All right. Good heavens. Oh, Shader, you better get out and check it. Shannon, get the mechanic, get out and check it. Don't laugh, quit laughing. Are you outside the car?
No.
You got to. Oh, the sales guy's outside. Good God. Good God. I swear, I'm going to fall out of my chair. Thanks. I don't know who that listener was, but thanks to him. That was a
That was the best.
We said on the air we wanted a listener to come up and tell them that the car was leaking oil. And this guy came up and told him, are you there, buddy?
Yeah.
Describe what happened to me when you did it.
Okay, well, I leaned up and Shainer stuck the phone out the window and I went, hey, dude, you guys are leaking oil really bad. And the sales guy goes, you gotta be, you're joking. I mean, he had some utter horror on his face.
Oh,
like,
God.
We're gonna have to tow this piece of crap back.
Oh, my God.
And it's not leaking oil. He actually thought.
Not at all.
Oh, that is so funny.
I mean, he got out, he popped the hood, he was looking all over this. And I was trying to hide my face as not to laugh.
Oh, my God.
Jim and Shana were just lost it then.
Oh, my God, that's funny.
Face like it really had happened.
And he's out there and he couldn't find any oil.
Right.
Oh, that is so funny. I thank you very much, buddy.
You're welcome, Ray.
Thank you for helping out. Shana, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
A friend of mine has...
Going to the bathroom in a laundromat?
That is a beaten man. That is the voice of a beaten man.
You're doing laundry?
Jim was doing his laundry. Oh, I'm dying. Oh. How mad is the salesman?
He's mad. He's really mad.
And where are you now? What's going on?
We're kind of headed out of town a little bit because...
You taking off?
He talked to home base and...
They said, get back here now.
They said, told him he really thinks he's in trouble at home.
Oh, really?
But he...
He has no idea that they know what's going on.
No.
Oh, God, that's funny. What does Jim say?
Here we go. All I got to say is, Jimmy's asking if they'll buy him something to drink now. Oh, no.
What?
What are we getting here? Grab a soda real fast. Package of liquor.
What is it? What is Jim buying?
I'll pay you right back. I really will. I've got it.
Yeah.
What is he doing?
Is it good for it? Hey, let me tell you something. That's why I'm wanting to get a new car, because right now he's got a junk car, and he pays his bill.
It's not a good car. It's a good car. It's a good trade-in car.
He never pays his bill at my repair shop. That's why I'm wanting him to get a new car.
Well, you're saying I'm out this money, then.
Well.
I'll pay you. I got it in my van.
As soon as he gets a job, he'll have it in his van.
No, I got a job.
You don't even have a job.
Yes, I do.
All right, here, I'll give you my chance.
Wait a minute. What the hell's going on?
With hope.
Where is he pulled over?
We're at the Package Liquor Store.
I'm dying. He pulled into the liquor store. Oh, this is priceless.
You got to hang with me just a minute. They're both going into this Package Liquor store.
Oh, yeah, wait a minute. Sales guy. All right. Now you can talk loud.
Now I can talk to you.
All right.
We got a listener that just bought a quart of oil and dumped it under the car. I gotta get out for a
minute. What the hell is this oil doing here?
He went in the liquor store because he didn't want him buying beer, so because he wasn't gonna let him drink and drive.
Buying beer.
He's doing what?
Buying beer.
There's oil underneath this car.
We'll fix that when we get back.
He just doesn't care. He just wants you guys to take him home. Please.
You hold this thing 85 mile an hour up here. He's 8 in it. Now you want to drink it. I'm going to be in so much trouble.
Ask this guy about his family. man.
You know, I like the way that ashtray pulls out like that.
What is he saying?
That makes a good sacrifice.
Yeah, like the way the ashtray pulls out makes a good cup holder.
Oh, let me guess. It's illegal smoking stuff.
Oh, no.
Jim, is Jim talking about pot?
Jimmy, were you going to tell him about your bankruptcies anytime soon?
Or me?
Well, that's the, he's filed two bankruptcies, and both times I've been on the end of them. And,
hey, Shady, we got to turn on the radio. You got to let him in on what's going on.
Hey, man, can you turn the radio on?
Hey, tell me when it go. Tell me when you turn it on. Let me know when the 7-second delay.
Okay, it's on.
All right, Sean, do the story about somebody stealing a car from Trinity.
In the news this morning, at this point, the Illinois State Police on the search for a white Dodge Sebring taken from Trinity Dodge in Taylorville this morning.
I believe that was a Chrysler, Sean.
Yes, it's a Chrysler Sebring. And again, the individual, a man described as in his mid-40s, about 5'4", blonde hair, again, driving that vehicle.
I believe it says he was wearing a rainbow durag on top of his head.
With a man posing as...
Another man posing as his mechanic.
Yeah. And again, police have no leads. They just saw him last traveling on Route 48. They are concerned about the salesman.
The safety of the salesman.
So we'll have more details on this story coming up. We're checking on it, and we'll get more details coming up soon.
Very nice. What happened? Hey, Shader, let him in on the joke, man. He's gonna.
How you doing, man? We're Jim the photographer and Shader from 92.7 WQLZ Radio.
Tell him his buddies at Trinity got him, man.
This is from your buddies at Trinity.
Very nice.
Car, you guys are kidnapped.
Oh, I'll tell you what, that was one of the best things, you guys, that's one of the funniest things you guys have ever done. I am, oh, man. Tell him that you put the oil there, it's not real.
Hey,
oh, jeez, what?
Get out of that seat, I'm driving.
I got a listener on the phone who was following Jimmy in that Chrysler, and he says the salesman is hot. You mean hot like good looking? Or hot like mad?
Very hot like mad.
Really? All right. Says he's driving behind him, and the guy makes the car pull over.
Correct.
And the salesman gets out of the car, and he's just standing there, like, cooling off.
Standing there cussing at them.
Bro, oh, he's yelling at him.
Oh, yeah.
So you pull up, and you go, hey, Jim, Shader, you guys want to ride? You guys want to ride with me back to Taylorville?
Yep.
And the guy says, they're going to need a blanking ride.
Exactly.
So then what happened?
Then the salesman got in the car and just took off.
So he
and I
was,
went the other way.
Oh,
I didn't want to be around it anymore.
So the sales guy was driving?
Yeah, the sales guy was driving. Jim had to get out of the driver's seat. He was making him get out.
So Jim and Shader were just sitting in the car.
Jim got out and was walking around the other way. He went around the opposite direction that the salesman did. He went around the back and the salesman went around the front. So
is Jimmy sitting in the back now with Shader? Or did he get
no,
in the
Jimmy sat in the front.
Oh, he's in the passenger seat?
Yeah, he's ready for a right shot to the head.
Oh, that is funny. All right, buddy.
All right.
Thank you.
Yep.
Oh, man. Shader, how are things going?
Not good.
Is he still pretty mad?
Yeah.
Oh, man. How long till you're in Taylorville?
Like about 5 minutes, 5 miles, probably.
Okay.
Oh, he's flying.
I probably should have waited to tell, huh? What's he saying?
No, they're in on it.
What was he saying?
They're not.
He made him put the beer in the truck.
Well, he should have put the beer in the truck.
You want to talk to him?
No, I don't want to talk. Hell no.
Yeah.
Hell no.
Yeah. Talk to him. Talk
no,
to
no,
him.
No, 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 no.
Talk to him.
Dude, he's cussing every other word.
There you go. There you go.
It'd be very
there
reckless.
You go.
It would be very reckless of me to
there
put.
There you
it.
Go.
Very reckless.
What?
Try not to cuss, buddy.
Who is this?
Hello. Hi. This is Ray.
Ray who?
Ray Lytle.
Okay.
It's my. I'm the one who hosts the radio show.
Okay.
Yeah, we wanted to tell you that, I'm sorry those guys, played a little joke.
You know how much valuable time was wasted on this
deal? I am sorry. But it was like, what, an hour?
An hour?
Yeah.
Hey, we're talking from 8 o'clock to now.
Yeah, I'm very sorry.
And I told you I'd pay you back.
All right. Where'd you come up with these two guys?
I'm sorry. Well, I found them.
It's part of our program to help the homeless.
Yes.
He's going to be homeless and carless when I get
done with it. Listen, you're a good sport. I'm sorry. We didn't want to make you mad.
Yeah.
All right, buddy.
Yeah.
You're famous now. You'll sell more cars.
Yes. Listen, people are going to go in and buy a car off you.
Hello.
Hello. He didn't want to talk to me, does he?
No.
I didn't think so. What the hell do you put the phone in front of his face for?
Well, I wanted to.
I didn't know. What am
he
I?
Just got
I wanted you
commercial.
To listen. I wanted you to listen to what I've been listening.
Oh,
what am I supposed to say to him? Sorry, we cost you 2 hours. You should tell him. You should say, "Hey, man, we hear the guys back at the radio station. Say the guys back at your shop and had 30 customers through on you." No, don't really say it. Don't really say it. I'm teasing you.
Oh. All right.
You guys, listen, hats off to you guys, Shaner.
Okay.
Very funny today.
No problem, buddy.
We'll see you guys later.
We had a good time.
All right, man. Bye-bye. Oh, God.